about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alternative Therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this weekend. Plus, we would like you to participate. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose your question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. Everything is grist for the mill, so long as it has something to do with intelligent medicine. That means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you each weekend is my job. And we got some fascinating stories in store for you today. We're going to talk about the fate of the California misinformation bill. There have been some new developments on that front. Medical misinformation, according to a piece of legislation just approved and signed by Governor Newsom, is punishable by de-licensure or medical discipline. And there's been some court challenges to that, and it's getting kind of interesting out there. Also, we'll talk about vegan burgers and lab-grown meat. Lots to talk about this weekend. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's start with a big medical story that popped this week. It has to do with a Project Veritas sting on a young Pfizer executive, Jordan Walker, who was seen in an undercover video kind of bragging about what Pfizer is doing in terms of something that sounds like, it sounds like potentially very, very sketchy type of research on the vaccine. He calls it directed evolution, but it sounds a lot like gain-of-function research. And he as much admitted in this particular video that it was very, very likely that what happened in Wuhan was not merely animal-to-human transmission, but the result of a lab accident. Kind of laughed off theories that it was merely natural evolution of the virus. That is coming straight from the Director of Research and Development Strategic Operations at Pfizer. That's a kind of an exalted title for a young Yale grad who made it to the University of Texas Medical School. Apparently did not practice medicine. He became a consultant, I guess, on med tech, and then found his way to Pfizer with the title of the Director of Research and Development of Strategic Operations over there at Pfizer. Sounds like kind of a big deal position for a young millennial. And in that video, he revealed that Pfizer is doing research in monkeys. And, you know, you might say, well, that's okay because they need to do the research and they need to anticipate which way the virus is going to go. It's going to mutate, and then they may infect monkeys with new variants and then see if their therapies, whether their drugs or vaccines, are effective. But let's use the Wayback Machine to take you back to January of 2022. The headlines then were, all loose monkeys accounted for following Pennsylvania highway crash. What were 100 monkeys doing in a truck on a Pennsylvania highway back in January of 2022? Well, these were lab animals, and the truck crashed, and the monkeys escaped, some of them into the woods. And passing motorists even tried to chase them down. They weren't sure what kind of animals were escaping. They didn't know what they were getting into. One woman who had a close encounter with a monkey had a bad case of eye inflammation from whatever pathogen the monkey was carrying. And they kind of hushed that up quickly. But does that not sound a little bit like the beginning of a Stephen King novel? You know, where monkeys who were being experimented on with strange viruses, yeah, it's all secure in a biosecure facility, but then they had to be transported, and then the truck crashed, and then the monkeys got out, and then the beginning of the end of human civilization, right? It sounds very sci-fi. And so regardless of what you think of, by the way, Pfizer has issued denials. They say we're not engaging in gain-of-function research. We are doing some limited research. They didn't mention monkeys about getting ahead of the virus. We have to because it's constantly mutating, and we need methods to predict its course and predict and test the efficacy of our therapies. But what was particularly disturbing about this very, very frank video, and it looks like this guy got punked. You know, he was on a date, and they kind of probably loosened him up with a few drinks. And he was talking about how the vaccines have been a, quote, cash cow for the pharmaceutical industry, and that they are going to guarantee profits for a long time to come. And he also talked about what is now a familiar theme in government, which is the revolving door, is that the regulated become the regulators with great regularity. What happens is someone who works in a drug company then ends up working for the FDA and vice versa. Particularly of concern is when someone in a regulatory agency anticipating a job in the private sector, he gets a little more lenient with regulation in anticipation of a very lucrative job. They can make multiples of 5, 10, or 20 more than they make working at a government job when they work in the private sector, which is, you know, ultimately what Jordan Walker did. He skipped the part where he worked for the government and went directly to work for a big pharmaceutical firm. We don't have figures on what his salary is, but I'm sure his remuneration is pretty generous. And you know, what is impactful about this video, if you watch it, is, and by the way, there's a tremendous freak out by this guy when he found out that this was being filmed, because he realized immediately what he said was going to be extremely prejudicial to his company and also to his personal career. Game over for this guy. I actually feel sorry for him because it's really, really embarrassing. What is impactful, if you watch this video, is the utter cynicism of this millennial. You know, he's talking about how this system of the revolving door is good for the drug companies, but not for the public. He freely admitted that and, in effect, admitted that we're doing evil. We're perpetrating this system on the unsuspecting public, which is really a very, very unfair system. And, you know, it prompted me to go back to my original Hippocratic Oath that we recite when we become doctors. And I'm not going to belabor you with this long recitation of what we state in the Hippocratic Oath. For a lot of people, it's been boiled down with a simple sentence, first, do no harm, which is unclear whether Hippocrates ever said that, but that's what is often quoted as an essential part of the Hippocratic Oath. It's not clear that it was in the original Greek. But in a translation, here's a key part of it. Into whatsoever houses I enter, I will enter to help the sick, and I will do no harm or injustice to him. And unfortunately, that's part of the Hippocratic Oath that this young Jordan Walker seems to have forgotten, particularly the part about doing no harm or doing no injustice as an employee of a company who now is facing a lot of criticism about their original research that rushed the vaccine into approval, that may have concealed some of the harms of the vaccine or may have minimized its lack of efficacy, which is becoming very evident, especially with the current boosters that are conferring minimal protection. And they said, well, get a booster every 2 months. Well, then they changed it and said, well, you know, people aren't going to do that, so we'll make it an annual thing. Well, how does that make sense? Immunity from the booster wanes to almost nothing after just 2 months, according to the latest studies. And the undoubted side effects of the vaccine that are now coming to light. This is really a black eye that's compounding the woes of Pfizer and big companies like Moderna as the government continues to assist them in making windfall profits by urging the public to take the vaccine, the leaky vaccine that may, especially in young people who have little to gain in terms of protection, they're going to weather COVID just fine. The real risk of serious side effects outweighs the benefit. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
The worst part about having a team is having to fire an employee. When is the right time to do it? Well, first of all, if they steal, lie, or do something else that violates their character, you gotta pull the band-aid off and get them out of here. The second part's a little bit more nuanced, a performance-related issue. If they're performing poorly, have a meeting with them and explain the issue and set the standard and ask them to comply. If they're still not performing, write them up and give them a target. If you don't do X by Y, you're gone. If they're still not performing, they've chosen not to work here. Make the switch. Give your team members opportunities to correct their behavior, but do not tolerate lying, stealing, or other character issues.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We're taking your phone calls. We're here. We're available. You can come into the doctor's office and pose a question like John in Connecticut. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
Good, very well, thanks.
I heard you talk about a meniscus problem you had one time, and you got it operated on, didn't you?
Yes, correct.
I heard Jerry Hickey talk about his, too. He had an operation. Well, then I have the
It's kind of like a rite of passage for us, athletic, aging, superstars. It happens.
I put it in a garden, but you never know where you did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You done it tying your shoe or whatever, maybe by twisting the wrong way. I don't know. But, they told me about physical therapy first.
Right.
And,
so questions for you. Number one, how old are you, sir?
I'm just about 63. I'll be 63 March 8th.
Okay. Fine. And give me your height and your weight.
I'm a 180, 5'9", and I'm a doctor.
Okay, so just right there. Okay, so you got some risk factors for inflammation in the joints, and here's the deal with meniscus surgery. Meniscus surgery works great for young, healthy athletes. That's how it was pioneered. It would extend the athletic career of football players and basketball players, and then maybe they're out for a season, and then they come back full force and play. As you age, your collagen deteriorates, but what accelerates that process and makes it a little more dicey is if you have inflammatory problems or a high blood sugar, or if you're carrying extra weight. Extra weight is associated with both. And it puts gravitational force on your joints, but it also increases inflammation. So what they told me, and I was wary of getting surgery. You know, I did, you know, the physical therapy, and I rested. And then finally I went to an outstanding knee surgeon. And what he said was, he said, you're really lucky. He says, you don't have any arthritis, which is unusual for a guy your age. I think I was like 68 at the time. You have just a little tear. And we can go in there, we can fix that, clean that out. And I said, what about, you know, the risk of pulling out all your synovial membrane, and then I'll be bone on bone? He says, no, we're very, very cautious about doing that. And then even after the operation, he said, well, I went in there and I looked, you know, with the arthroscope, and you don't have any inflammation, which is unusual, again, for an older person. With diabetes, with overweight, it's more likely you have some degree of arthritis of the knees. And that's why some studies show that over a certain age, the surgery doesn't pay off. And that may be why they're saying, yeah, let's do conservative treatment. Let's do some physical therapy. Because you're not a good candidate for surgery because you may already have some degree of arthritis. And studies show that when you have arthritis in the knee already, you're not going to have a very good outcome. So yes, you can take glucosamine chondroitin. You can take collagen preparations. You can take curcumin, you know, take omega-3 fatty acids. All these are anti-inflammatory. But the real solution is take some of that weight off and optimize your blood sugar. That could actually really help the situation with this. And so that's why they're saying doing the physical therapy is okay. Sometimes physical therapy does work for this. And it kind of depends on where you want to go. A lot of people say, hey, I'm not going to be competing in any marathons. I'm not a triathlete. I, however, was very active. And I said, you know, I really want to be able to run again, and I want to be able to compete. So it depends on, you know, if your goal is to do moderate exercise, walking, gardening, maybe it's not worth it to get the surgery. Maybe already they've ascertained that you have a high degree of inflammation, maybe some knee arthritis, which will make it less likely that the surgical outcome will be perfect. Okay, so there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, some good news on the misinformation front in California. You know, they got a law that prohibits misinformation on health issues by doctors. Also, some bad news on the CBD front. We'll share those stories with you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mother's Day is May 14th, which means it's time to start thinking about that perfect gift for all the mom figures in your life. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America talks about the latest trends in jewelry gifts.
Pearls are always in style, whether in necklaces, bracelets, rings, or earrings, but they also happen to be on trend. Personalized options like initial necklaces, birthstone jewelry, or engraved pieces of jewelry also make her feel extra special.
Any tips on where to find jewelry gifts for Mother's Day?
Reputable jewelers, like Jewelers of America members, are committed to upholding the highest social, environmental, and ethical business practices. They have a wide range of gift options in every budget, and you can trust that they'll be there to help take care of your jewelry for years to come.
Learn more at jewelers.org. That's jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global alert news hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. So some good news out of California. California has a medical misinformation bill which was passed into law and approved by Governor Newsom. And what the intent of that is to stifle speech between a doctor and his or her patients on matters that essentially remain controversial. This is, I think, the result of the moral panic that occurred around issues like masking and vaccination and quarantines and stay-at-home orders and distancing and all that stuff that transpired when we were in the grips of the pandemic. And so the good news is that a federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction blocking the physician gag order in California. The case is called Hoag versus Newsom, and it's been brought by a coalition of doctors in California called the New Civil Liberties Alliance, the NCLA. And this preliminary injunction temporarily halts the implementation of the law while the case is being tried in court. So this is not the end of the story. This is a challenge. But meanwhile, the injunction prevents doctors being prosecuted, persecuted, investigated, delicensed for spreading misinformation. Because yesterday's misinformation, or as it's sometimes called, disinformation, may turn out to be today's truth in the evolving medical environment. That's always been the case in medicine. Things change, and things change in science. And so what was considered heresy may turn out to be tomorrow's ultimate truth. And so, you know, we have to differentiate, because doctors have a responsibility for sharing truthful and medically correct information for patients. And so, you know, example might be if I test a patient and the patient tests positive for syphilis, and then I tell the patient, you know, I have a feeling that taking echinacea and vitamin C will cure you of syphilis. So do that for a year, come back and, you know, tell me how it's working out. That would not be an example of medical misinformation. That would be an example of medical malpractice, because it's been firmly established that antibiotics are a definitive cure and treatment for syphilis. And while it may be beneficial to take other things as ancillary treatments, yeah, fine, take additional nutrients. But that would be an example of where a doctor could get in serious trouble, be subject to medical discipline, be sued, or lose their license over, you know, wackadoodle concepts that are really not consonant with modern medicine. But when it comes, especially to this vaccine controversy, it's all over the place. You know, so where does it start and where does it end? And according to a spokesperson for the doctor group that's bringing this suit, Jenin Yunus, she's counsel for the NCLA. She said that California's new misinformation law is the result of the increasingly censorious mentality that has gripped many lawmakers in America. She says, quote, that this shocking bill passed through the state legislature and was signed into law by Governor Newsom demonstrates that far too many Americans do not understand the First Amendment, which guarantees free speech. Doctors have said that the law violates their First Amendment rights because it impedes their ability to communicate with their patients during treatment. And I shared this story with a lawyer friend, and the judge's decision in full, and he read it, and he wrote back to me. He says that is by far the best decision that he's ever read, issued by a judge. So this case is going to continue. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on a call or on with a question or a comment. All right. On the bad news front, you know, good news, bad news. The FDA has rejected CBD as a supplement. And they released a statement explaining that, quote, the existing regulatory framework for foods and supplements are not appropriate for CBD, and that they need a new regulatory pathway. Now, this has been really criticized by people in the supplement industry and also the makers and manufacturers of CBD products, because they admit that, you know, there need to be regulations. I mean, we don't want, say, you know, young kids taking CBD indiscriminately. Perhaps we want to issue cautions about pregnant women taking CBD. Fine. Okay. But that may be applicable to many supplements on the market. And I think what FDA is doing is they're defaulting on their responsibility, and are basically kicking the can down the road, kind of to create some degree of chaos for the CBD industry. And as a result, what they're saying is that this is going to impede investment and development for companies that make CBD products. As you may well know, I work with Plus CBD, oil.com, CV Sciences, which is a very reputable maker of CBD hemp-derived cannabinoids. And, you know, they really don't know what to do now because there are – it's a free fire zone. There are companies doing irresponsible stuff, you know, putting CBD in, you know, little candies and things appealing to kids. And that's not good. They want to do it responsibly, but there are no guidelines being issued by FDA. Republican lawmakers Morgan Griffith of Virginia and Brett Guthrie of Kentucky wrote to the FDA in September asking why the agency has been slow to put out regulations for hemp-based CBD products. So this is something we're going to need to keep our eyes on because, you know, a part of the problem is that there are pharmaceutical-grade CBD products, in particular one product that's been approved by the FDA for use as an anti-seizure medication. High-dose CBD works in kids with certain types of seizures to reduce the frequency and intensity of seizures. It may just be that, you know, FDA is bowing to pressure from the pharmaceutical industry who wants to corner the market on CBD products and make them prescription only. We'll have to see how that pans out. It's just a very unsatisfactory outcome. All right, and this item, an omega-3 that's poison for tumors. That omega-3 is DHA. When you get fish oil, you get two major omega-3s. You get EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. DHA is something that the pharmaceutical industry, in its effort to put out fish oil products, has said is not necessary. They make something called VASIPA. VASIPA demonstrated to lower the risk of cardiovascular disease. You can get it on prescription from doctors, but it has no DHA. They said, DHA, we don't need that. It's worthless. Well, new research suggests that DHA has an inhibitory effect on tumors. Research at Belgian Medical College, University of Louvain. The study shows the value of DHA in fighting cancer. For an adult, the Catholic University of Louvain researchers stated it's recommended to consume at least 250 milligrams of DHA per day. But studies show that our diet provides an average of only 50 to 100 milligrams per day. That's optimistic because some people get virtually none. This is well below the minimum recommended intake. So again, we're not talking about cancer cure, but we're talking about something that could be a valuable adjunct to cancer treatment and certainly might prove valuable in terms of cancer prevention. We need both EPA and DHA in balanced amounts to have optimal effects on the body and brain. DHA particularly helpful for brain, essential for brain development. They now put it in infant formula and also at the end of life as people age, protective against neurodegenerative disorders and dementia. All right, and yeah, good segue because as a listener to Tellers of Medicine, of course, you know or you now know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. It's particularly rich in DHA, which comes from vegan sources. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or you can go to vitalnutrients.co. Not .com, vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. All right, 877-726-8255 our number. And when we return, more of today's Intelligent Medicine program. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. To order, just go to flavanaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off site-wide for a limited time. Just use code SAVE20 at checkout at flavanaturals.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We give you all kinds of opportunities to pose your questions to us. You can also send us an email to questions@drhoffman.net, and we'll use that question not on this program, but on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. But you can call during the program, 877-726-8255, or, you know, say a question occurs to you when we're not in the air. Maybe you're too busy to call while we're broadcasting from noon to 2 p.m. on a weekend Eastern time. So you can call and record a question, as did this individual.
I'm having a problem with weight loss. I've been losing a lot of weight, and the doctor can't understand it. And I've been through a lot of tests. Could you please tell me, does stress cause you to lose weight? I'm under a lot of stress.
Okay. You know, this is a fascinating question. And, you know, so it's good that you did the workup, because unexplained weight loss can be a sign of, you know, any number of problems, including more serious problems like cancer. So you need a workup to determine if, you know, your weight loss is due to a hidden cancer. So all kinds of tests were performed. Hopefully there were thorough tests and revealed that essentially there's nothing wrong except that, yeah, you're subject to stress. You're also subject to something called sarcopenia, which is age-related loss of muscle volume and frailty, which is an inexorable process. It occurs in all of us to a greater or lesser extent, but particularly if we don't exercise, or if we're on a poor diet, or if we have some sort of inflammatory condition. And it's actually very interesting, because frailty is associated with, you know, underweight people. And I don't know what your weight is, what your original weight was. You say you're losing weight, but I don't know whether you're starting with a high weight or whether you're already normal weight and you're going to a very, very thin body. But it's actually been established now that frailty can occur, and actually is more likely to occur, in overweight individuals. Well, how can that be? You know, if you look very prosperous, how can you be frail? Well, frailty is actually something that is determined not just on the basis of your weight or your body mass index. It's also about your functional capabilities, your ability to walk and move. One measure of frailty that's a good one that we can use during a physical exam is your grip strength. You know, and there, you can subjectively see if you have weakened grip, you can't pick up pots and pans. You can also use this device called a dynamometer, which doctors are increasingly using to determine if people are suffering from muscle weakness. That's a hallmark of frailty. But when it comes to stress, you know, is stress the cause of weight loss? Well, you know, a familiar scenario where a husband and wife are together, and, you know, there's stressful news, and, the husband just starts eating like, you know, no tomorrow, you know, orders a bacon cheeseburger, and the wife looks at him angrily and says, "How can you eat at a time like this?" And the guy just shrugs and goes, "I don't know, I feel hungry." So people react to stress in different ways. So often people react to stress by eating more, especially poor quality foods, often sugary foods. And some people, stress causes appetite to shut down, in particular certain forms of depression. And depression's a two-edged sword because sometimes depression makes you eat more, and sometimes depression makes you to lose your appetite. You have what's called anhedonia, which is a lack of taking pleasure in any types of activities, including eating. And stress also raises your level of cortisol, which is, again, a two-way street, because cortisol promotes the deposition of fat, but cortisol also depletes lean mass. So it's the worst of all worlds. Your lean body mass is replaced by fat, and the consequence could be is that you're thin but flabby and weak, and that's how stress can exert its effects. So, dealing with the stress in some way, either via talk therapy, sometimes medication can be helpful, but often diet can be helpful because stress is associated with the microbiome to some extent. There's new research that suggests that the microbiome has an impact on that, and we'll talk about that a little later in the program. And also, stress is associated with inflammation. If you've got an inflammatory problem, certainly that can be a factor in promoting stress. So, let's talk about that now. The role of immunomodulators in treatment-resistant depression. That sounds fancy, but immunomodulators include ordinary NSAID drugs. So they looked at a drug called Celexacaftor, which is, a common over-the-prescription anti-inflammatory, and they found that in certain patients with depression, it was very effective as kind of hamburger helper for the antidepressant medication. It turns out that inflammation in the brain is a big part of depression and a relationship to stress. There's also evidence from a recent study that stress has a lot to do with the microbiome, what's going on in your intestinal tract. In fact, recent research suggests that other brain disorders like Parkinson's disease may start in the gut, at least for some individuals. And finally, there's evidence from a recent study, and I know this is controversial. We did a podcast on this, and I got some blowback because, like, people are saying, Dr. Hoffman, how can you be talking about psychedelics on your program? Isn't that like actually being like Timothy Leary? Well, according to a recent study, psychedelics can work for depression. An investigational medication called DMT, ordinarily used as a trippy drug, was found to be dramatically effective in people suffering from depression. So a lot of different ways to address the stress issue in addition to drugs and conventional therapy. It has to do with both the mind and the body, and putting those together can help alleviate stress. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As more and more environmentally conscious consumers consider electric vehicles, one auto company says we should look at all the choices on the market for lowering emissions. Toyota Executive Vice President Jack Hollis explains.
As we await the expansion of the electric vehicle charging infrastructure, Consumers have multiple options today to help clean the air and reduce carbon. Gas electric hybrids, plug-in hybrids, and fully battery electric vehicles can create a bridge to an all-electric future. In fact, the scarce critical minerals needed for a single battery electric vehicle could instead make 6 plug-in hybrids or 90 hybrid electric vehicles. This way, more conventional gasoline vehicles would be replaced by spreading the world's critical minerals and reduce a lot more carbon. And hybrids and plug-in hybrids cost less to lower emissions and put more electrified vehicles on the road. Consumers should have a choice of affordable vehicles that fit their needs.
To learn more, visit toyota.com/electrify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A new mobile app is allowing 1,000 would-be migrants per day to make appointments to apply for asylum in the U.S.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they're encouraging migrants to use the legal pathway toward entry. He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We have to incentivize the use of the lawful pathways.
But Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says too many migrants are being allowed in without a hearing date.
Whether they have legitimate claims or not, they're released into our society, and then you have 5 million people without any legal status.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden has an ambitious agenda when he sets off this week on an 8-day trip to the Indo-Pacific, looking to tighten bonds with longtime allies and make history as the first sitting U.S. president to visit the tiny island state of Papua New Guinea, spotlighting his administration's commitment to the Pacific. Meanwhile, the president plans to meet with congressional leaders next week to continue discussions about raising the debt ceiling. A meeting Friday was postponed as staff members from the White House and congressional leaders continue their private talks on how to increase the nation's borrowing authority. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent tells the Salem Radio Network he doubts the motives of the White House.
I don't think Biden has any intention of coming to an agreement. What I would like to see us do is focus more attention on the Senate's inability to pass a bill. In other words, if these negotiations were not going on, the question would be, well, what is Chuck Schumer going to do in the Senate?
Lawmakers are facing a deadline as soon as June to raise the debt ceiling or risk default. Ukrainian President Zelensky in Germany says his country's planned counteroffensive is designed to liberate areas occupied by Russia, not attack Russian territory. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An NFL head coach keeps a promise made to his late mom.
Todd Bowles is now a college graduate. The 59-year-old head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers received his diploma Saturday from Mount St. Mary's University in Maryland, earning a Bachelor of Science degree in Youth and Community Development. His mother, Joan, had passed away from cancer in 2009. His achievement fulfills a commitment he made to her 37 years ago to complete his undergraduate work, which he had begun at Temple, but was set aside when he began his playing career in the NFL. George Williams reporting.
William Byron avoided a wreck between Ross Chastain and Kyle Larson on a restart 6 laps from the end and held on to win the Goodyear 400 in overtime at Darlington. Jason Day wins the Byron Nelson for his first PGA Tour win in 5 years. The Australian shot 9-under-62 for a one-shot win over Austin Eckroat and Siwoo Kim. More at townhall.com. For many, Mother's Day is a time of wonderful celebration, and for others, it's a very sad time.
Experts believe women who have lost their mothers say the grief tends to resurface during milestones and on holidays like Mother's Day. There are many kinds of support today for kids and adults who've lost parents. Summer camps for kids, podcasts devoted to the loss of a parent, the internet helping connect people who are grieving, and there are support groups online and in person because for many, the grieving goes on long after Mother's Day. Jason Walker reporting.
In its second weekend, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 topping the box office. Second place went to the Super Mario Brothers movie. Still strong, 6 weeks on the big screen. Book Club The Next Chapter debuted in third place. Looking ahead, May 26th, the release date for the anticipated live-action The Little Mermaid. More stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Sultan and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And I'll tell you what, we have a wonderful program with friends and special guests in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. Let me tell you something. There's something going on here. Bath Wizard is just blowing up. We're going to talk about that. But you're going to want to write this number down, 1-800-298-5914, or visit online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. This is just a wonderful company. And let's remind our listeners about Bath Wizard. And we talk about wet area remodeling, and that's a little bit of a different kind of a terminology, I think. So what is that, and what do you specialize in?
Well, wet area remodeling, that's typically more confined to the area that your tub or shower is in. And
okay.
So you can tackle a very large project, and we kind of look at the entire bathroom as a multi-phase system. So if we're doing phase one, that's, you know, probably more budget conscious, and you're looking at your tub or shower space. So a typical remodel might be taking out a tall tub that might be a little bit too high to step in, and going down to the studs, keeping the drain where the drain is, that's also economical, and going back with something that's maybe more efficient for whoever lives there.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. But if you start relocating drains and removing walls, and then that gets into maybe more of a larger scale type of a program?
We're typically in remodeling. That's usually reserved for new construction.
Okay,
But we're America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand, so obviously we can do it, just not probably what we do the most of.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I keep seeing these five-star reviews. I mean, I believe it's through Twitter, is just bombarded with every time I open, there's a five-star review. There's another five-star review. There's a happy owner. There's a before. There's an after. And that's saying something. You guys are blowing up. I mean, you're really, really taking off and doing really well.
Well, I can tell you just as many people that left us a bad one, so to be fair. But we're getting better every day, but we do have a ton of positive ones. And
yeah.
The ones that are negative, we are working through those and trying to bring them happy too. We say don't judge us by how we start, judge us by how we finish. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it takes a lot to earn that five-star. It's quite a process. Sometimes people think, oh, they'll just come in, they'll be done, and it'll go just fine. We often use a phrase that there's often a boogeyman behind the wall that we often encounter.
There's a movie called The Money Pit.
Right.
Right? So every step unveils reveals, like, oh, okay, oh, well, I guess, and they just have all these discoveries. Probably a similar deal here.
Right.
Yeah.
We're actually using a term kind of like the old days of an engine where you got a break-in period. You
know, okay.
Don't rev her up too much because of the break-in period.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing, we're managed expectations with the customer, letting them know, hey, there's probably about 30 days where there's going to be some tweaks and modifications needed because your guy's been staring at this thing for 2 days straight.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to miss something.
Right. Some people refer to it as punch list. So every once in a while, there'll be a remaining component, or even right now in this hot weather science, things do change shape a little bit. So if we're cutting something out in the front yard and it's 100 degrees outside and we go inside, there could be a shrinkage of even like a 16th of an inch or less. And so it might need extra caulking again.
Okay. Yep. There's always something in a house. I kind of look at a house as almost like this living, breathing entity. Mm-hmm. And the weirdest thing, this is completely off subject, but with my grandparents' house, when they moved out of it and we were just holding it because we weren't sure if they were going to be able to come back home, everything just started kind of falling apart in the house. It was weird. Like there wasn't someone there to kind of take care of it, look after it. So you're right.
Soul.
Yeah, yeah. And so things happen, things move, things change a little bit. And so all of those things have to be accounted for, especially in the area of wet remodeling or wet area remodeling. I'll get that down one of these days because there's water involved. And that could be a game changer on some of these changes.
Well, we're in the space that we refer to as the do-it-for-you space.
Okay.
So as you're talking about the word remodeling, a lot of people are home that are handymen or used to be handymen or think they're a handyman or kind of cringing. Oh, no, someone taking over my job.
Yeah, yeah.
But we like to say that we're the king of the do-it-for-you business, kind of like Budweiser's the king of beers. Bath mm-hmm. Wizard, we like to say, is the king of the do-it-for-you business.
Okay. And see, it's and I want to try to change some minds out there. There are a lot of folks who are, well, you know, my neighbor, I mean, you know, he does a little work on the side. That just does not sound like a good idea to me.
No, water built the Grand Canyon, didn't it, James?
Absolutely did. You know, an opposite of the do-it-for-you or just a different version, an alternative, sometimes we'll have customers will say, hey, I think I got a good deal. I found something on a website or eBay, and I bought a tub. And they call us. They'll say, hey, can you put this in for us? And there's a lot of thought that goes into us. Why did you pick that tub? Well, it was cheap. And then we ask the question, did you measure it? Is it going to fit your space? And then they kind of start backtracking a little bit. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was different sizes of tubs. And so something like that, if you bought something yourself, if you're handy enough to put it in yourself, you wouldn't call a company that's a do-it-for-you company. But there's a lot of people who need that expertise because maybe they're not real confident they know how to do plumbing or even like electrical with our walk-in tubs.
And like you said, there could be just some tiny little gap and a drop or two of water gets in there here and there. And then pretty soon that starts to cause problems. And then over time it causes more problems. And then it's four or five drops of water getting in there. And like you said, you know, we've talked about, you know, the water built the Grand Canyon. And over time, this turns into this major, major fiasco.
Yeah, we use a phrase around the office a lot. Water problems are kind of like a cancer.
I agree. You know, I can see that.
Stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. Stage four, you're calling foundation recovery companies. You're moving out of the house. Your roof's falling in.
Mm-hmm.
You've got mold, bacteria, termites. Water's a destructive force.
Absolutely. So reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And if someone is interested in your services, would they just give you a call? Does someone stop by maybe to take a look? Or do you have like a phone consultation up front? How does this process work?
Great question. There's a few different ways people interact with us. A lot of times people are, they start chatting with us on social media. On Facebook. It's Facebook Messenger. Hey, I was thinking about getting a remodel. Could I get a quote? At the end of the day, most people are wanting an estimate. We provide an estimate that's good for a year. But that also requires us going out to the house to actually look at what you have and tell you, uncover a lot of questions that you might have and explain what that might look like. Another way, and we've been real excited about this, we open up our showroom.
Okay.
So our showroom is a great way for people to come out and interact with our products, feel them, see them, sit in them. I think that's kind of our new favorite is we have people who are wanting to come in and sit in our walk-in tubs, the different models, so they can feel, what would that feel like if it were in my bathroom?
We're taking on a franchise system now. So these showrooms that we've got our first showroom here in the Kansas City market, but our intention is to have showrooms all across America through a franchising program.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's cool. And so you also do the walk-in bathtubs as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. And we have a lot of different models. I think we're up to roughly 30, 32 models. Just depends on the width. Also depends on the size of the person. Not everybody wants, if you're a real petite person, you don't want to be in a giant space sometimes.
Right. And you don't want to drown in that thing.
Right. And the reverse is also true. It also depends, again, on your space. What's the size of your bathroom?
Okay. And do a lot of those walk-in bathtubs where you can close the door and sit down and have the bath, do they fit in that standard kind of that 60-inch space, or do you need a little different space for that?
We can do anything a customer has typically.
Okay.
So the biggest complaint with walk-in tubs is where can we find one to see and sit in, and that's why the showroom is there so you can come try it on.
I got you. And I need to come over. I had a hard hat tour. We still had, you know, sheetrock and drywall and all that kind of stuff. So the next time I need to schedule that and come over there next week and see that. So you can see the products. Some of these products are cut in half so you can see how thick it is and how well it's built. There are also some really inexpensive products by comparison that might look nice, but you see a cross section of this thing and you're like, there's no way that's going in my house. I had no idea. So you're going to want to, again, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Should you hire a solo practitioner to remodel your bathroom? It's either a yes or a no. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Should you hire a solo practitioner to remodel your bathroom? And the options are yes or no. And the answer is no. The answer is no. That's what we recommend. I suppose you could hire a solo practitioner, but that's probably not the best solution.
Well, we keep saying water built the Grand Canyon. So, you know, I use my dad as an example. He's a solo practitioner, so no offense, Dad, but yeah. I'm telling people not to hire you. if, you know, he's 65 years old, he does a really good job, but if he falls and breaks his shoulder again and you're talking about the wet area, you might not be able to use that bathroom for the next 90 days or yeah. 6 months or who knows, it might yeah. put him up forever.
Yeah, and so you're kind of at the risk of that person and their life and their potential injury. Maybe they just don't feel like showing up one day. I mean, I'm just talking about in general, you know, solo practitioners in general. You probably
divorce, yeah. death of a child, an injury, car wrecks. I mean, we call it Russian roulette.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. And you know, we had talked about on the break off mic that, you know, if someone goes over to mow your lawn and they mow your lawn every week or whatever, if they miss one, okay, well, your grass is a little bit longer and you can figure it out. But if they're not coming back to finish the job in your shower, that's a really big deal because you use that thing every day. And if it's my house, it's used 6 times a day
right.
because of all the humans still living in my house.
we get a call almost every day from a consumer that says, hey, they stopped halfway during the project.
Oh,
we haven't been
gosh.
Able to use it for 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
The sad part is when we're in the house, we're taking pictures. They're sending them into the office to say, here's where the customer's at. Here's where the previous contractor left off. And then everyone's trying to piece it together. Okay, is there remaining tile that are we trying to finish this out or are we tearing something out? And most of the time, no one knows what that person was doing that they left in the middle of their project.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And maybe they didn't do some things right, and maybe you have to go in and tear it all out and start over and do it right.
That's pretty common for
pretty much every time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you can go ahead and go out and, you know, hire a solo practitioner. I would say proceed with caution. This makes me think of in the home care business. I talk about this pretty frequently. If you need someone to come in to, you know, look after someone in your home, an elderly loved one, you can hire an individual off the street, but there is a huge amount of, there's this hidden risk and liability that you're not even thinking of. You might save a few bucks. Okay, versus hiring a home care company, but there's no company backing them. What if they don't show up? What if they take something, steal something? There's no recourse. If they fall and break an arm on your property, are you liable? Will your homeowner's insurance cover that? And by the way, are you paying employer-based taxes on what you're paying them? I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And this is the same thing. Yeah, you could hire a guy off of I don't know, whatever listing that you want to find them, and maybe they'll cost you, X dollars. You might save a few bucks, but what are you getting at the end of the day, at the end of the project? And is that, do you really want that person in your house with all of those hidden liabilities?
Right.
And so that's why we say the answer is no. So, well, let's talk about Bath Wizard and why, really, the top five reasons that Bath Wizard is America's favorite remodeling brand. And the first one that comes to mind is you're vertically integrated. So what do you mean by vertical integration?
America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand.
What did I say?
Remodeling.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
You could call us that too, Steve.
The top five reasons that Bath Wizard is America's favorite, and let me say, wet area remodeling brand. How about, see, I'm getting fancy now.
Yeah, I like it.
That is nice.
But that vertical integration, so what does that mean, vertical integration?
Well, the first thing is we make it, we sell it, we install it, we warrant it all under one roof. And when we're talking about the do-it-for-you industry, when someone hires us, we're going to do the whole thing. We come out, we do all the measurements, we help design it. Obviously, the customer's picking out colors and preferences, and we're going to manage the project. And it's going to be our employees going out there and doing the work. It's using our products, so we're not going to the big box store and picking up something that is flimsy and thin from somewhere like a China.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a nice Made in America product that's going in your bathroom. It's going to last a long time.
So it's from the raw materials to the installation to backing it up with that warranty, that double lifetime warranty. That's amazing. So let's talk about that. Another one of the five reasons why Bath Wizard is America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand is you back up your work and your products with the double lifetime warranty. What does that mean?
That means you get a warranty on the labor as well. So most people aren't aware that when they hire a company, they're typically putting in another company's products that has a limited lifetime warranty. And people are aware, what's a limited lifetime warranty? Well, it's not a warranty.
It means they're not going to cover it.
It pretty much means it's not worth the paper it's printed on.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I found that the hard way with my Weber grill. That's another story. But there's no coverage there. So that's all too common. So the double lifetime warranty, the products have a lifetime warranty, which is insane. Most warranties are what, 12 months, about a year?
You've got a craftsmanship warranty that's good for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. So on the 13th month, that thing breaks, it falls apart, there's a crack or whatever, it's on you. With Bath Wizard, that's not the case. That is a lifetime warranty on the product and on the installation. And then talking about installation, you'll only work with certified master craftsmen. That's the third of the top five reasons. Talk about the master craftsmen that you work with.
Well, obviously they're highly trained, but in addition to being highly trained, we photograph the entire project every step of the way. So
okay.
That's the secret. We call it the Bath Wizard way.
So you're taking, so there's no smoke and mirrors. They're actually watching this progress of the job from how it was when you walked in to how it was when you walked out and everything in between. So you're documenting your work.
And to give you an example, we talked about standing behind our work. We had a situation here recently where a photograph proved it that we had not put in blocking that was required for some grab bars. Customer had wanted some grab bars. They had talked about it with their consultant. Somehow it got left off the contract.
You missed it, yeah.
Because that's just a human error.
Sure.
Well, to do that correctly, we can't just put grab bars on a wall that don't have proper blocking behind them. Right. So we had to go in there and do some minor deconstruction to go back there and put real blocking in there so we could put them on there so someone has the real trust that they're going to hold if they need to hold on to them.
Yeah, and that's just an example. It's a demonstration of doing business the right way. Oops, we missed that. It wasn't a major thing, but it was definitely an issue. Bath Wizard backed it up. They came in and said, yep, hey, my bad. We're going to go in. We're going to fix that, make it right. And now you probably have a really happy customer.
That's right.
All right. So maybe next time we can get to the other two reasons of why Bath Wizard is America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Federal aid, the remaining costs are what your family is expected to cover. Consider how to reduce costs or get more funding with a private student loan. And to see what a monthly student loan payment could look like, try College Ave Student Loans free online calculator. Learn more at collegeave.com. That's collegeave.com.
I'm Dr. Rosemary Sifford, the Chief Veterinary Officer for the United States.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, is a major threat to domestic poultry. Wild birds are the main source of this outbreak, so it's important for all bird owners to prevent contact or interaction with wild birds. Be sure to promptly report sick birds or unusual deaths to USDA at 1-866-536-7593. Learn more at facebook.com/defendtheflock.
Stuck in a loop. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Friedrich Nietzsche once wrote about a concept he called eternal recurrence. In such a concept, he imagined what might occur if we got stuck in one moment over and over for all eternity. We might at first think that moment hell, but then, over time, we eventually would learn to experience that moment differently. And maybe you're stuck in an eternal recurrence of sorts. A loop of anger where you watch or listen to the same things that anger you over and over again, or worse, maybe you even replay anger time and again in your mind about a situation from your past that troubled you. But if you do, there's hope. Maybe you can speed up that eternal recurrence and get to the part where you see the same event differently enough that you can come to terms with it. For help seeing things differently, find me on YouTube.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so just want to say thanks again to Chris and James, the great guys from Bath Wizard. And I'll tell you what, if I ever have any work that I need to have done in my bathroom regarding, you know, a tub or a shower, you know, like we talked about, I botched it earlier, but it's wet room remodeling or wet area. See, I still botched it. This does not stick with wet area remodeling, but they really do an excellent job in bathroom remodeling. They replace a ton of tubs and they'll put in a shower, a walk-in shower in that tub space. They can work with, you know, walk-in bathtubs. And all sorts of things. So the one thing that we didn't get to cover, I wanted to talk about, maybe we'll talk about next time, is that they are developing and building a company culture. Some people might think this is corny. I don't think it's corny at all because they are dead set serious with this. And the company culture is do your part to ensure a five-star customer experience. And I'll tell you what, I wasn't kidding. I get through Twitter, I get all the time five-star by Bath Wizard. And you'll have someone sitting there with their thumbs ups, all smiles. They'll have a before and an after photo. And it's hard work to earn that five-star rating, and they're doing it all the time. And like they said, you know, if they make a mistake, someone forgot the grab bars on a job. So they had to come in, and they had to fix that. And they put in the backing support and everything, and they put them in properly. And they made it right because, you know, they dropped the ball on something kind of it's important, but it's kind of minor in the larger scope of the job. But they went in, they made it right. And guess what? That's one super, super happy customer. So, again, reach out to Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. All right, so going to shift gears here, and this one is very alarming, and I'm just going to say to start off, be very careful of where you get your advice.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I'm working with just the nicest lady, and I'm just really enjoying working with her. She is super smart about all the senior care stuff, but she loves working with me because she said, Steve, I mean, I know a lot about this, but you are the expert with decades and decades of experience. So I really appreciate your help. And I'm like, I appreciate the opportunity to work with you. So we're just getting along wonderfully. And we're needing to find a place for her father. And he has some very specific medical needs that will absolutely require the long-term care level of care. And some people, you know, would refer to that as the nursing home. So that's that highest level of care where they can provide medical support. He's going to need that level of care to address his needs and support his needs medically. And so I get a call this last week, and we're kind of going through everything, and we're getting ready to go out and tour some places and everything that we do with senior care consulting and with our clients. And she tells me, she said, well, I'm a little confused. There's a rehab manager where he's at currently. And that rehab manager said, oh, no, your dad belongs in the assisted living level of care. And that rehab manager said, oh, hey, you, let me take care of it. I'm just going to take care of that, and I'll find him a place at the assisted living level. And she said, should I let her kind of work on that, and you can work on long-term care? And I'm like, no. No. This person does not know what they're talking about. Okay, with all due respect, I'm sure they're a wonderful rehab manager. It's just so interesting to me. Why do so many people just all of a sudden think in their mind that they're a placement specialist when they are not a placement specialist? This lady has just demonstrated that she has absolutely no clue what she's talking about, right, when it comes to placement. Again, I'm sure she's awesome in her lane, in that rehab area. Okay? So, but why is a rehab manager taking literally hours of her time trying to handle the placement needs of a patient, knowing that the family has hired and engaged in a placement, in the services from a placement specialist? Why is that? Do they think it's like a challenge? Oh, I can do this? Or I've never understood that. Here's an idea. Maybe they should just stay in their lane and specialize in what they do, and we'll specialize in what we do. And guess who wins at the end of the day? The patient, the resident, their family. And this actually confused my client. So I had to go over all of the needs, had to restate that he can only be helped at the long-term care level of care, and that no assisted living community will be able to even come close to meeting his multiple higher level medical needs. It's just a fact. So it's probably not a good idea to get your advice from someone who just literally doesn't know what they're doing. So, I mean, I wonder what the rehab company would think about one of their managers spending hours of their time doing something that's not their job. Things that make you go, hmm. I also had an interesting phone conversation this last week with a super nice lady. And I was screening for independent living for a client of mine. Okay, so I worked with him. We placed his wife at the assisted living level of care in memory care. So that's the type of care that she needed. She's getting along fine. She's receiving great care. He sold his house, and he's going to have to move this summer. He said, hey, do you know of any, you know, senior apartments that, you know, maybe can provide a meal or two? They have housekeeping and for, you know, such and such of a budget. So I'm like, all right, well, let me check it out. Let me come up with a list for you. So I'm gathering information about, you know, what some of these places offer and the pricing and the availability and all the stuff, right? And I'm talking to a really nice representative there. And she said, and I get this once in a while, because she had forgotten about the business model of senior care consulting. She said, Steve, do we have a contract with you? And I'm like, oh, there's that question. I love that question. So I said, no, remember, senior care consulting does not receive any kickbacks from any of the providers out there. Remember that? She goes, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we don't pay you. You're completely objective, and you work for the client. She said, by the way, I just have to tell you, what a refreshing business you run. She said, I'm sorry, I'd forgotten about that. And I said, hey, no problems. But she is so used to all of these free referral services contacting them. Hey, can we come over? Will you pay us money? And remember, again, kind of the average is the first month's cost. So in this case, it's about $2,500. Do we have a contract with you? Well, let me know. If we don't, you know, we can sign one with you, because we're willing to pay the commission. And again, some people call that a kickback. So again, with senior care consulting, I kind of have fun with it. I was talking to her and I said, now you don't have to hide your checkbook. I'm not going to hit you up for a couple of grand in a kickback. You don't owe me a penny. We'll just come in. We'll take a tour. I'll ask you some questions. And your place is a wonderful place. It's probably a great fit for my client. We'll see what he thinks. But I think there's a good chance that he'll choose you because it's just it's a wonderful place. It's exactly what he's looking for. And she said, you know, again, so refreshing. So refreshing, this business model. So let me just restate the Senior Care Consulting vision statement. Senior Care Consulting will be the nation's top alternative to the free referral services. We will disrupt the status quo. Status quo, that's what I experienced. Steve, do we have a contract with you? That's the status quo. We will disrupt the status quo of an entire industry by offering a placement service with integrity. How about that? We're doing business the old-fashioned way. How about that? So anyway, if you're out there and you're talking to people, and again, they're out of their lane. They don't really know what they're talking about. They're just giving you an opinion, like this rehab manager. And I'm sure this rehab manager has the best of intentions, but I've just never understood why you would insert yourself in a situation that you literally know nothing about. And by the way, she's just dead wrong on this one. So she's going to chase her tail for hours and hours trying to find assisted living. It does not exist. We will be going to long-term care. So again, be very careful of where you get your advice. And if it's free to you, you may just get what you paid for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, I'll have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Interested in saving money on name brand electronics? Who isn't? But that's just one of the big benefits of eBay's Certified Refurbished program. So what is Certified Refurbished? We asked eBay's Rob Figler.
So Certified Refurbished is when the brands themselves stand behind the product. So you get Bose or you get De'Longhi or Lenovo, and it's got all the same packaging, all the same instructions, all the same attachments, etc. And not only is there an eBay money-back guarantee, but we put a 2-year warranty on those Certified Refurbished products from those top brands.
And buying on eBay is all about trust.
Trust and quality are what makes eBay eBay. And this is a much more stringent program than we've ever had in the past, because we want to make sure that consumers can trust whatever they're buying refurbished on eBay.
Check out eBay's Certified Refurbished at ebay.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So when we work with Senior Care Consulting, when we work with one of our clients, the first step is to conduct a very thorough geriatric care assessment. I think I've mentioned this before. And this ties into that consumer alert. You have to know everything about that person in multiple areas to determine what they actually need and what's appropriate and what's not. I just cannot tell you how many times someone from, some organization, or I'm not going to start making everybody mad, but they're like, oh, yeah, well, you need to go over here. Well, no, they don't want to live there. That's not their location parameters that are preferred. They actually want to live over here. But they just spout off all of these recommendations without knowing the background, the preferences, the needs, the budget. I mean, you have to know so much. Oh, well, yeah, well, you can go into assisted living. Well, no, you can't. Well, just go on over here. That one's like super, super expensive, and they're not going to pay those fees, and we can find something just as good for less money because we need to come in at a particular budget. I didn't know that. I know you didn't know that. But yet you're still offering all of these opinions and confusing people, right? So you go through our geriatric care assessment, and I'll just kind of just pop on a few things here. But, are you a veteran? Is your spouse a veteran? Do you get your medications from the VA? Those are kind of really good things to ask. Some places will work with accepting medications from the VA. And if you're not aware of that, if you're a veteran, you can get your medicine, most medications, I wouldn't say all of them, but most of them, through the VA at a highly, highly discounted rate, and maybe even at no charge, and could save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. Well, some senior care communities will work with that, and some say, no, we can't work with that. It has to be through our provider. Okay, well, if you don't know that, you're not asking these questions, then someone could be really upset when they find out that this actually isn't going to work for them, and they've trusted someone's advice. Okay? Are you married? Are you a widow or widower? Are you divorced? Are you single? So we go through all of those sort of things. What are the top medical diagnoses? I need the big ones. CHF, COPD, cancer, diabetic with insulin injections. I mean, I'm not looking at, you know, some blood pressure and cholesterol, looking at, you know, previous stroke, TIAs. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We're looking for the big ones here. Okay, so that we know, you know, about some of the medical-based information. If this person is diabetic, do they require insulin injections, or is it are they okay with oral medications, or maybe their diabetes is controlled through diet? Now, that's kind of the best case scenario, but oral medication. So if you do need insulin injections, are you able to do that yourself, or are you going to need a staff person, a nurse, to do that for you? Read your blood glucose levels and then dial up a variable level insulin injection. Because sometimes you may need a little bit of insulin, maybe you need a lot. Usually you use these pens these days, but it makes it a lot easier. But can you manage that on your own or not? I would say if you have any sort of cognitive issues, that's going to become more and more difficult for you to manage that. And at some point, you're not going to be able to competently manage that. And then if you're living in assisted living, long-term care, wherever you're at, the staff will need to be able to do that. And I'm here to tell you, if you need insulin injections and you need them to do it, there are very, very, very few assisted living communities that can handle that. It's just a function of staffing. Some do. Height and weight. Well, Steve, what do you need to know that for? Well, I need to know about the weight. So I had one lady, she was about 340 pounds. Okay, so she was a large lady, and she was getting around, okay, but if at any point she's going to need the staff's help for that, so I did this when I was screening. I said, are there any weight limitations? Do you have any issues with the weight? And a couple of places said, yeah, Steve, our patient lifts are rated for up to 300 pounds, so we're not going to be a fit for you. Okay, that's okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And so these things are important. Do you need any special equipment? So the gentleman that I'm working with, I think he's going to be able to benefit from a low air loss mattress to prevent wound care issues for him. Okay, they don't know anything about that, and here they are spouting off ideas and spending hours of time searching for something that doesn't exist. I bet their boss would be upset about that. Do you use an oxygen concentrator or a portable oxygen, liquid oxygen? Do you need a CPAP or a BiPAP to sleep at night? Do you need someone else to help you manage with that? Your ambulation, how are you doing there? Is it normal ambulation, difficult? Do you need assistance? Some assistance? No assistance? Do you require total assistance? Using a cane, walker, a wheelchair, or a power chair? Some places will not allow a power chair in their building. And if they do, you have to pass a driving test to show that you can drive that thing around competently and you won't be banging into people and harming them. Pain management. Do you need pain injections, pain patches? Do you have an implanted pain pump? Are there any tubes anywhere? Central line, PICC line, feeding tube, PEG tube, NG tube? So if you have a PEG tube, because maybe you have swallowing issues, and now they're feeding you straight into your gut with the PEG tube, I do not know of any assisted living community that can handle that, because they're going to require a nurse to deal with that, and most of them are not required to staff a nurse 24/7. They might have one available overnight, but not on staff. Now, can you move to assisted living if you can demonstrate that you can manage your own tube feedings? Yes, you can. But if you need help with that, they are going to say that's a skilled need. You're going to have to go to long-term care. Does this individual need dialysis because of all the kidney issues? If they need dialysis, they're going to require transportation to and from the dialysis center three times a week. Can the place accommodate that? So we go on and on. We have, you know, elopement risk, behavioral issues all related to your cognitive screening. We talk about how much help they need with their activities of daily living. We always talk about financial information, health care, traditional Medicare, Medicare Advantage plan. That points us in a direction. Do you have long-term care insurance? Is there a chance you will outlive your assets? And if so, we need to start talking about Medicaid and how all of that works and what it pays for and how you qualify for that. Social information. What was your profession? Any hobbies or interests? Spiritual and faith, religious faith preference, is that important to you or not? And all of these things in our assessment tool tell us that they talk to us. They tell us things. And they tell us about what is going to be appropriate for you. If you have questions, if you're interested in the services of Senior Care Consulting, this is just the beginning of our service with you, 913-945-2800 or nationally at 877-945-2880. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. The political debate over the debt limit is affecting Americans' economic outlook.
As lawmakers and the president try to find a way forward in raising the debt limit and averting a default, U.S. consumers have become more pessimistic about the economy. The University of Michigan survey shows U.S. consumer sentiment slumped to a six-month low in May. Inflation continues to be a major factor, but the drop in sentiment was also driven by worries that political haggling over raising the federal government's borrowing cap could trigger a recession. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Around Manhattan and elsewhere in New York City, hotels that served tourists just a few years ago have become de facto emergency shelters. The latest, the historic Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown, which shuttered 3 years ago and now is reopening later this week as a welcome center and shelter for asylum seekers. A legal mandate requires the city to provide shelter to anyone who needs it. Voter support for Turkish President Erdogan has dipped below the majority required to win an outright election. Latest numbers would mean a runoff presidential election in 2 weeks, more likely. BBC's Johnny Diamond reports from Istanbul.
The gap between the two main rivals, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president, and Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the opposition leader, who's been supported by six different opposition parties, we've seen that gap narrowing as the evening has gone on. And Recep Tayyip Erdogan has just dipped below 50% of the votes counted. There's still a considerable gap, but there are still a very large number of votes to be counted, around 10 million.
The election has largely centered on the Turkish economy, as well as a reaction to a February earthquake that killed more than 50,000 people. The race was expected to finish as the toughest re-election bid of the Turkish leader's 20-year rule. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
A powerful cyclone made landfall Sunday afternoon in Myanmar with winds of up to 130 miles per hour. The BBC's Rajini Vaidyanathan reports.
Cyclone Mocha arrived with great force, winds gusting at high speeds. It hit the Bangladesh-Myanmar coastline. Here in southeast Bangladesh, Hundreds of thousands left their homes in coastal areas for shelter.
A labor union representing more than 200,000 railway workers in Germany has canceled plans for a two-day strike after employers met one of its key demands. The EVG union said earlier in the week that its members would walk out for 50 hours from late Sunday until late Tuesday. London's Gatwick Airport closed for nearly an hour on Sunday after a drone was reported nearby. Breaking news at townhall.com. New Mexico not happy with a government decision.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission said they licensed a multi-billion dollar complex in New Mexico to temporarily store tons of spent fuel from commercial nuclear power plants around the nation. New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham and the state's congressional delegation opposed putting the storage complex in the state. They fear New Mexico will become the nation's dumping ground for spent nuclear fuel because the federal government has no permanent solution for the waste piling up at commercial reactors around the country. John Scott reporting.
Three popular campgrounds at California's Yosemite National Park will be temporarily closed starting Monday because of a forecast of flooding. That as warming temperatures are melting the Sierra Nevada's massive snowpack. Park officials say the Lower and North Pines campgrounds and the housekeeping camp will shut down over fears that waterways could overspill their banks. More on the stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this weekend. Plus, we would like you to participate. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose your question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. Everything is grist for the mill, so long as it has something to do with intelligent medicine. I mean, it's the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you each weekend is my job. And we got some fascinating stories in store for you today. We're going to talk about the fate of the California misinformation bill. There have been some new developments on that front. Medical misinformation, according to a piece of legislation just approved and signed by Governor Newsom, is punishable by delicensure or medical discipline. And there's been some court challenges to that, and it's getting kind of interesting out there. Also, we'll talk about vegan burgers and lab-grown meat. Lots to talk about this weekend, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's start with a big medical story that popped this week. It has to do with a Project Veritas sting on a young Pfizer executive, Jordan Walker, who was seen in an undercover video kind of bragging about what Pfizer is doing in terms of something that sounds like, potentially very, very sketchy type of research on the vaccine. He calls it directed evolution, but it sounds a lot like gain-of-function research. And he has much admitted in this particular video that it was very, very likely that what happened in Wuhan was not merely animal-to-human transmission, but the result of a lab accident. Kind of laughed off theories that it was merely natural evolution of the virus. That is coming straight from the director of research and development, strategic operations at Pfizer. That's a kind of an exalted title for a young Yale grad who made it to the University of Texas Medical School. Apparently did not practice medicine. He became a consultant, I guess, on med tech, and then found his way to Pfizer with the title of the Director of Research and Development of Strategic Operations over there at Pfizer. Sounds like kind of a big deal position for a young millennial. And in that video, he revealed that Pfizer is doing research in monkeys. And, you know, you might say, well, that's okay because they need to do the research and they need to anticipate which way the virus is going to go. It's going to mutate and then they may infect monkeys with new variants and then see if their therapies, whether their drugs or vaccines are effective. But let's use the Wayback Machine to take you back to January of 2022. The headlines then were, all loose monkeys accounted for following Pennsylvania highway crash. What were 100 monkeys doing in a truck on a Pennsylvania highway back in January of 2022? Well, these were lab animals, and the truck crashed, and the monkeys escaped, some of them into the woods. And passing motorists even tried to chase them down. They weren't sure what kind of animals were escaping. They didn't know what they were getting into. One woman who had a close encounter with a monkey had had a bad case of eye inflammation from whatever pathogen the monkey was carrying. And they kind of hushed that up quickly. But does that not sound a little bit like the beginning of a Stephen King novel? You know, where monkeys who were being experimented on with strange viruses, yeah, it's all secure in a biosecure facility, but then they had to be transported, and then the truck crashed, and then the monkeys got out, and then the beginning of the end of human civilization, right? It sounds very sci-fi. And so regardless what you think of, by the way, Pfizer has issued denials. They say we're not engaging in gain-of-function research. We are doing some limited research. They didn't mention monkeys about getting ahead of the virus. We have to because it's constantly mutating, and we need methods to predict its course and predict and test the efficacy of our therapies. But what was particularly disturbing about this very, very frank video, and it looks like this guy got punked. You know, he was on a date, and they kind of probably loosened him up with a few drinks. And he was talking about how the vaccines have been a, quote, cash cow for the pharmaceutical industry, and that they are going to guarantee profits for a long time to come. And he also talked about what is now a familiar theme in government, which is the revolving door, is that the regulated become the regulators with great regularity. What happens is someone who works in a drug company then ends up working for the FDA and vice versa. Particularly of concern is when someone in a regulatory agency anticipating a job in the private sector, he gets a little more lenient with regulation in anticipation of a very lucrative job. They can make multiples of 5, 10, or 20 more than they make working at a government job when they work in the private sector, which is, you know, ultimately what Jordan Walker did. He skipped the part where he worked for the government and went directly to work for a big pharmaceutical firm. We don't have figures on what his salary is, but I'm sure his remuneration is pretty generous. And you know, what is impactful about this video, if you watch it, is, and by the way, there's a tremendous freak out by this guy when he found out that this was being filmed, because he realized immediately that what he said was going to be extremely prejudicial to his company and also to his personal career. Game over for this guy. I actually feel sorry for him, because it's really, really embarrassing. What is impactful, if you watch this video, is the utter cynicism of this millennial. You know, he's just talking about how this system of the revolving door is good for the drug companies, but not for the public. He freely admitted that, and in effect admitted that we're doing evil. We're perpetrating this system on the unsuspecting public, which is really a very, very unfair system. And, you know, it prompted me to go back to my original Hippocratic Oath, the Hippocratic Oath that we recite when we become doctors. And I'm not going to belabor you with this long recitation of what we state in the Hippocratic Oath. For a lot of people, it's been boiled down with the simple sentence, first, do no harm, which it's unclear whether Hippocrates ever said that, but that's what is often quoted as an essential part of the Hippocratic Oath. It's not clear that it was in the original Greek. But in a translation, here's a key part of it. Into whatsoever houses I enter, I will enter to help the sick, and I will do no harm or injustice to him. And unfortunately, that's part of the Hippocratic Oath that this young Jordan Walker seems to have forgotten, particularly the part about doing no harm or doing no injustice as an employee of a company who now is facing a lot of criticism about their original research that rushed the vaccine into approval, that may have concealed some of the harms of the vaccine or may have minimized its lack of efficacy, which is becoming very evident, especially with the current boosters that are conferring minimal protection. And they said, well, get a booster every 2 months. Well, then they changed the thing and said, well, you know, people aren't going to do that, so we'll make it an annual thing. Well, how does that make sense? Immunity from the booster wanes to almost nothing after just 2 months, according to the latest studies. And the undoubted side effects of the vaccine that are now coming to light. This is really a black eye that's compounding the woes of Pfizer and big companies like Moderna, as the government continues to assist them in making windfall profits by urging the public to take the vaccine, the leaky vaccine that may, especially in young people who have little to gain in terms of protection, they're going to weather COVID just fine. The real risk of serious side effects outweighs the benefit. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We're taking your phone calls. We're here. We're available. You can come into the doctor's office and pose a question like John in Connecticut. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good. Very well, thanks.
I heard you talk about a meniscus problem you had one time and you got an operated on, didn't you?
Yes, correct.
I heard Jerry Hickey talk about his, too. He had an operation. Well, I have the
same. It's kind of like a rite of passage for us, athletic, aging, superstars. It happens.
I put it in my garden, but you never know where you did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You done it tying your shoe or whatever, maybe by twisting the wrong way. I don't know. But, they told me about physical therapy first.
Right.
And,
so questions for you. Number one, how old are you, sir?
I'm just about 63. I'll be 63 March 8th.
Okay, fine. And give me your height and your weight.
I'm a 180, 5'9", I'm a diabetic.
Okay, so just right there, okay? So you got some risk factors for inflammation in the joints. And, here's the deal with meniscus surgery. Meniscus surgery works great for young, healthy athletes. That's how it was pioneered. It would extend the athletic career of football players and basketball players, and then maybe they're out for a season, and then they come back full force and play. As you age, your collagen deteriorates, but what accelerates that process and makes it a little more dicey is if you have inflammatory problems or a high blood sugar, or if you're carrying extra weight. Extra weight is associated with both. And it puts gravitational force on your joints, but it also increases inflammation. So what they told me, and I was wary of getting surgery. I did, the physical therapy, and I rested, and I rested, and I rested. And then finally I went to an outstanding knee surgeon, and what he said was, you're really lucky. He says, you don't have any arthritis, which is unusual for a guy your age. I think I was like 68 at the time. You have just a little tear. And we can go in there, we can fix that, clean that out. And I said, what about, the risk of pulling out all your synovial membrane and then I'll be bone on bone? He says, no, we're very, very cautious about doing that. And then even after the operation, he said, well, I went in there and I looked, with the arthroscope, and you don't have any inflammation, which is unusual again for an older person. With diabetes, with overweight, it's more likely you have some degree of arthritis of the knees. And that's why some studies show that over a certain age, the surgery doesn't pay off. And that may be why they're saying, let's do conservative treatment. Let's do some physical therapy. Because you're not a good candidate for surgery because you may already have some degree of arthritis. And studies show that when you have arthritis in the knee already, you're not going to have a very good outcome. So yes, you can take glucosamine chondroitin. You can take collagen preparations. You can take curcumin, take omega-3 fatty acids. All these are anti-inflammatory. But the real solution is take some of that weight off and optimize your blood sugar. That could actually really help the situation with this. And so that's why they're saying doing the physical therapy is okay. Sometimes physical therapy does work for this. And it kind of depends on where you want to go. A lot of people say, hey, I'm not going to be competing in any marathons. I'm not a triathlete. I, however, was very active. And I said, I really want to be able to run again and I want to be able to compete. It depends on, if your goal is to do moderate exercise, walking, gardening, maybe it's not worth it to get the surgery. Maybe already they've ascertained that you have a high degree of inflammation, maybe some knee arthritis, which will make it less likely that the surgical outcome will be perfect. Okay, so there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, some good news on the misinformation front in California. They got a law that prohibits misinformation on health issues by doctors. Also some bad news on the CBD front. We'll share those stories with you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mother's Day is May 14th, which means it's time to start thinking about that perfect gift for all the mom figures in your life. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America talks about the latest trends in jewelry gifts.
Pearls are always in style, whether in necklaces, bracelets, rings, or earrings, but they also happen to be on trend. Personalized options like initial necklaces, birthstone jewelry, or engraved pieces of jewelry also make her feel extra special.
Any tips on where to find jewelry gifts for Mother's Day?
Reputable jewelers, like Jewelers of America members, are committed to upholding the highest social, environmental, and ethical business practices. They have a wide range of gift options in every budget, and you can trust that they'll be there to help take care of your jewelry for years to come.
Learn more at jewelers.org. That's jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Are you at risk of losing your job to AI? Although some jobs will be eliminated, more jobs could be created. As the fears of artificial intelligence grow, will creative destruction work in this decade? What should you do to prepare?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. So some good news out of California. California has a medical misinformation bill which was passed into law and approved by Governor Newsom. And what the intent of that is to stifle speech between a doctor and his or her patients on matters that essentially remain controversial. This is, I think, the result of the moral panic that occurred around issues like masking and vaccination and quarantines and stay-at-home orders and distancing and all that stuff that transpired when we were in the grips of the pandemic. And so the good news is that a federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction blocking the physician gag order in California. The case is called Hogue versus Newsom, and it's been brought by a coalition of doctors in California called the New Civil Liberties Alliance, the NCLA. And this preliminary injunction temporarily halts the implementation of the law while the case is being tried in court. So this is not the end of the story. This is a challenge. But meanwhile, the injunction prevents doctors being prosecuted, persecuted, investigated, delicensed for spreading misinformation. Because yesterday's misinformation, or as it's sometimes called, disinformation, may turn out to be today's truth in the evolving medical environment. That's always been the case in medicine. Things change, and things change in science. And so what was considered heresy may turn out to be tomorrow's ultimate truth. And so, you know, we have to differentiate, because doctors have a responsibility for sharing truthful and medically correct information for patients. And so, you know, example might be if I test a patient and the patient tests positive for syphilis, and then I tell the patient, you know, I have a feeling that taking echinacea and vitamin C will cure you of syphilis. So do that for a year, come back and, you know, tell me how it's working out. That would not be an example of medical misinformation. That would be an example of medical malpractice, because it's been firmly established that antibiotics are a definitive cure and treatment for syphilis. And while it may be beneficial to take other things as ancillary treatments, yeah, fine, take additional nutrients, but that would be an example of where a doctor could get into serious trouble, be subject to medical discipline, be sued, or lose their license over, you know, wackadoodle concepts that are really not consonant with modern medicine. But when it comes, especially this vaccine controversy, it's all over the place. You know, so where does it start and where does it end? And according to a spokesperson for the doctor group that's bringing this suit, Jenin Yunus, she's counsel for the NCLA. She said that California's new misinformation law is the result of the increasingly censorious mentality that has gripped many lawmakers in America. She says, quote, that this shocking bill passed through the state legislature and was signed into law by Governor Newsom demonstrates that far too many Americans do not understand the First Amendment, which guarantees free speech. Doctors have said that the law violates their First Amendment rights because it impedes their ability to communicate with their patients during treatment. And I shared this story with a lawyer friend, and the judge's decision in full, and he read it, and he wrote back to me. He says that is by far the best decision that he's ever read issued by a judge. So this case is going to continue. 877-726-8255. You want to get in on the call or on with a question or a comment. All right, on the bad news front, you know, good news, bad news. The FDA has rejected CBD as a supplement. And they released a statement explaining that, quote, the existing regulatory framework for foods and supplements are not appropriate for CBD and that they need a new regulatory pathway. Now, this has been really criticized by people in the supplement industry and also the makers and manufacturers of CBD products because they admit that, you know, there need to be regulations. I mean, we don't want, say, you know, young kids taking CBD indiscriminately. Perhaps we want to issue cautions about pregnant women taking CBD. Fine. Okay. But that may be applicable to many supplements on the market. And I think what FDA is doing is they're defaulting on their responsibility and are basically kicking the can down the road kind of to create some degree of chaos for the CBD industry. And as a result, what they're saying is that this is going to impede investment and development for companies that make CBD products. As you may well know, I work with PlusCBD, oil.com, CV Sciences, which is a very reputable maker of CBD hemp-derived cannabinoids. And, you know, they really don't know what to do now because there are it's a free fire zone. There are companies doing irresponsible stuff, you know, putting CBD in, you know, little candies and things appealing to kids. And that's not good. They want to do it responsibly, but there are no guidelines being issued by FDA. Republican lawmakers Morgan Rift of Virginia and Brett Guthrie of Kentucky wrote to the FDA in September asking why the agency has been slow to put out regulations for hemp-based CBD products. So this is something we're going to need to keep our eyes on because, you know, a part of the problem is that there are pharmaceutical-grade CBD products, in particular one product that's been approved by the FDA for use as an anti-seizure medication. High-dose CBD works in kids with certain types of seizures to reduce the frequency and intensity of seizures. It may just be that, you know, FDA is bowing to pressure from the pharmaceutical industry who wants to corner the market on CBD products and make them prescription only. We'll have to see how that pans out. Just a very unsatisfactory outcome. All right, and this item, an omega-3 that's poisoned for tumors. That omega-3 is DHA. When you get fish oil, you get two major omega-3s. You get EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. DHA is something that the pharmaceutical industry, in its effort to put out fish oil products, has said is not necessary. They make something called VASIPA. VASIPA demonstrated to lower the risk of cardiovascular disease. You can get it on prescription from doctors, but it has no DHA. They said, DHA, we don't need that. It's worthless. Well, new research suggests that DHA has an inhibitory effect on tumors. Research at Belgian Medical College, University of Louvain. The study shows the value of DHA in fighting cancer. For an adult, the Catholic University of Louvain researchers stated it's recommended to consume at least 250 milligrams of DHA per day. But studies show that our diet provides an average of only 50 to 100 milligrams per day. That's optimistic because some people get virtually none. This is well below the minimum recommended intake. So again, we're not talking about cancer cure, but we're talking about something that could be a valuable adjunct to cancer treatment and certainly might prove valuable in terms of cancer prevention. We need both EPA and DHA in balanced amounts to have optimal effects on the body and brain. DHA particularly helpful for brain essential for brain development. They now put it in infant formula. And also at the end of life, as people age, protective against neurodegenerative disorders and dementia. All right, and yeah, good segue, because as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, of course, you know, or you now know, that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. It's particularly rich in DHA, which comes from vegan sources. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or you can go to vitalnutrients.co. Not .com, vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, more of today's Intelligent Medicine program. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. To order, just go to flavanaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off site-wide for a limited time. Just use code SAVE20 at checkout at flavanaturals.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit t-mobile.com today.
In Tampa Bay, Florida, the Bay Pines VA healthcare system is helping homeless veterans get back on their feet by hosting their annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down Saturday. The event brings together more than 70 community partners and vendors to provide services to veterans, including everything from employment assistance to health care and vet services. Working toward curbing veteran homelessness is top of mind for the Bay Pines VA healthcare system. It's why they held their annual Homeless Veteran Stand Down to address homeless veterans' immediate needs. Program coordinator Blossom Capper said, "These events really bring a collective group of people within the community together to provide veterans with a one-stop shop." For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We give you all kinds of opportunities to pose your questions to us. You can also send us an email to questions at drhoffman.net, and we'll use that question not on this program, but on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. But you can call during the program, 877-726-8255, or, you know, say a question occurs to you when we're not in the air. Maybe you're too busy to call while we're broadcasting from noon to 2 p.m. on a weekend Eastern time. So you can call and record a question, as did this individual.
I'm having a problem with weight loss. I've been losing a lot of weight, and the doctor can't understand it. And I've been through a lot of tests. Could you please tell me, does stress cause you to lose weight? I'm under a lot of stress.
Okay. You know, this is a fascinating question. And, you know, so it's good that you did the workup, because unexplained weight loss can be a sign of, you know, any number of problems, including more serious problems like cancer. So you need a workup to determine if, you know, your weight loss is due to a hidden cancer. So all kinds of tests were performed. Hopefully there were thorough tests and revealed that essentially there's nothing wrong except that, yeah, you're subject to stress. You're also subject to something called sarcopenia, which is age-related loss of muscle volume and frailty, which is an inexorable process. It occurs in all of us to a greater or lesser extent, but particularly if we don't exercise, or if we're on a poor diet, or if we have some sort of inflammatory condition. And it's actually very interesting, because frailty is associated with, you know, underweight people. And I don't know what your weight is, what your original weight was. You say you're losing weight, but I don't know whether you're starting with a high weight or whether you're already normal weight and you're going to a very, very thin body. But it's actually been established now that frailty can occur and actually is more likely to occur in overweight individuals. Well, how could that be? You know, if you look very prosperous, how can you be frail? Well, frailty is actually something that is determined not just on the basis of your weight or your body mass index. It's also about your functional capabilities, your ability to walk and move. One measure of frailty that's a good one that we can use during a physical exam is your grip strength. You know, and there, you can subjectively see if you have weakened grip, you can't pick up pots and pans. You can also use this device called a dynamometer, which doctors are increasingly using to determine if people are suffering from muscle weakness. That's a hallmark of frailty. But when it comes to stress, you know, is stress the cause of weight loss? Well, you know that familiar scenario where husband and wife are together and, there's stressful news and the husband just starts eating like, no tomorrow, orders a bacon cheeseburger. And the wife looks at him angrily and says, "How can you eat at a time like this?" And the guy just shrugs and goes, "I don't know. I feel hungry." So people react to stress in different ways. Often people react to stress by eating more, especially poor quality foods, often sugary foods. And some people, stress causes appetite to shut down, in particular certain forms of depression. And depression is a two-edged sword because sometimes depression makes you eat more and sometimes depression makes you to lose your appetite. You have what's called anhedonia, which is a lack of taking pleasure in any types of activities, including eating. And stress also raises your level of cortisol, which is, again, a two-way street because cortisol promotes the deposition of fat, but cortisol also depletes lean mass. So it's the worst of all worlds. Your lean body mass is replaced by fat, and the consequence could be is that you're thin but flabby and weak, and that's how stress can exert its effects. So, dealing with the stress in some way, either via talk therapy, sometimes medication can be helpful, but often diet can be helpful because stress is associated with the microbiome to some extent. There's new research that suggests that the microbiome has an impact on that, and we'll talk about that a little later in the program. And also, stress is associated with inflammation. If you've got an inflammatory problem, certainly that can be a factor in promoting stress. So, let's talk about that now. The role of immunomodulators in treatment-resistant depression. That sounds fancy, but immunomodulators include ordinary NSAID drugs. So they looked at a drug called Celexacaftor, which is, a common over-the-prescription anti-inflammatory, and they found that in certain patients with depression, it was very effective as kind of hamburger helper for the antidepressant medication. It turns out that inflammation in the brain is a big part of depression and a relationship to stress. There's also evidence from a recent study that stress has a lot to do with the microbiome, what's going on in your intestinal tract. In fact, recent research suggests that other brain disorders like Parkinson's disease may start in the gut, at least for some individuals. And finally, there's evidence from a recent study, and I know this is controversial. We did a podcast on this, and I got some blowback because, like, people are saying, Dr. Hoffman, how can you be talking about psychedelics on your program? Isn't that like you're being like Timothy Leary? Well, according to a recent study, psychedelics can work for depression. An investigational medication called DMT, ordinarily used as a trippy drug, was found to be dramatically effective in people suffering from depression. So a lot of different ways to address the stress issue in addition to drugs and conventional therapy. It has to do with both the mind and the body, and putting those together can help alleviate stress. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As more and more environmentally conscious consumers consider electric vehicles, one auto company says we should look at all the choices on the market for lowering emissions. Toyota Executive Vice President Jack Hollis explains.
As we await the expansion of the electric vehicle charging infrastructure, consumers have multiple options today to help clean the air and reduce carbon. Gas electric hybrids, plug-in hybrids, and fully battery electric vehicles can create a bridge to an all-electric future. In fact, the scarce critical minerals needed for a single battery electric vehicle could instead make 6 plug-in hybrids or 90 hybrid electric vehicles. This way, more conventional gasoline vehicles would be replaced by spreading the world's critical minerals and reduce a lot more carbon. And hybrids and plug-in hybrids cost less. To lower emissions and put more electrified vehicles on the road, consumers should have a choice of affordable vehicles that fit their needs.
To learn more, visit toyota.com/electrified.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There were no clear winners in Sunday's Turkish elections.
At this point, it's 97% of the vote counted. Neither candidate at this point has passed that crucial 50% mark. President Erdogan standing at 49.3%. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is at 44.9%, which means that if it stands at this point, if neither candidate gets more than 50%, this will go to a second round runoff.
That is the BBC's Victoria Craig reporting. Powerful cyclone Moka flooded streets, blew off roofs, and severed communications in western Myanmar on Sunday. Thousands of people had crammed into monasteries, schools, and other sturdy shelters in one of Asia's least developed countries. At least 3 deaths reported in Myanmar, several injuries reported in neighboring Bangladesh, which was spared the predicted direct hit. Thailand's main opposition parties easily bested other contenders with virtually all the votes counted from Sunday's general election in that country. Their victory fulfilled many voters' hopes that balloting would serve as an opportunity for change years after the incumbent prime minister first came to power in a 2014 coup. Current hostilities between Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad have seemingly brought embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that is, an unexpected ray of sunshine.
Yeah, all of the people who were sort of dissenting, there were dissenters on all sides, the ultra-Orthodox, some members of his own Likud who felt he wasn't moving faster on the reforms, Ben-Gvir, who had abstaining from government votes and disappearing into the Knesset away from the cabinet meetings. Everyone all of a sudden is rallying around the government.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, tells the Salem Radio Network, Netanyahu appears to be in good shape ahead of getting his budget passed in the next 2 weeks. That would be a large hurdle overcome for his beleaguered government. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Honda's profit for the fiscal year that ended in March dropped 1.7% as sales took a hit from a semiconductor shortage and restrictions in China related to the pandemic.
Despite the drop, the Japanese automaker says recovery is on the way, forecasting record sales and operating profitability for the current fiscal year. Net profit for the fiscal year that just ended totaled $5.2 billion as declining auto sales and rising research costs offset the perks of a favorable currency exchange rate. Sales for the fiscal year grew 16%, lifted by healthy motorcycle sales.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Transportation Safety Administration testing the use of facial recognition ahead of technology at a number of airports across the country in an effort to more accurately identify millions of passengers traveling through its airports every day. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A university professor in Florida has broken a record for the longest time living underwater without depressurization.
74-year-old Joseph Dituri submerged March 1st in a Key Largo lodge for scuba divers and doesn't plan to resurface until June 9th. That will be when the mission reaches 100 days. He spent the record-breaking day at the bottom of a 30-foot-deep lagoon, much like previous days, sitting around eating eggs and salmon prepared to the microwave. He also exercises with resistance bands and doing his daily push-ups. The Project Neptune 100 mission combines medical and ocean research with educational outreach. Jason Walker reporting.
The Philadelphia Inquirer has experienced the most significant disruption to its operation in 27 years, calling it a cyber attack. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by radiospirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. Then a shift to the dramatic, as the Mole Mystery Theater presents the haunted house story, The Beckoning Fair One. At the end of our last show, we indeed were halfway through a Fibber and Molly episode. They're played by Jim and Marion Jordan. And Marion is also the voice of the little girl, Teeny. They'll be joined by announcer Harlow Wilcox, the Kingsman Vocal Group, Bill Thompson as Wallace Wimple, and the voice on the radio within this radio show is Frank Nelson. As we resume the broadcast, the McGees have just been visited by an Oscar-winning movie star, although Fibber has no idea who she is. Let's get back to it. This is from April 13, 1943.
My, isn't she a pretty thing, McGee?
Yeah, say, I've seen her around someplace. Is she that new kid that works at Kramer's drugstore?
McGee, that was Claudette Colbert, the movie star.
I thought I'd seen her face around somewhere.
What? Claudette Colbert?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh, and here I was. Oh, gee whiz, call her back. Hey, Wilcox! Hey, Junior!
You see? That's what you get for never listening to introductions, McGee.
Well, gee whiz, if Wilcox hadn't mumbled his words, I might... Hey, the radio, we're missing the program.
Now listen, don't get so jittery, McGee. We haven't missed but a minute or two.
Hey, I got it again, I think. Listen.
Yeah. And there lay Sycamore McGee with a bullet in his chest.
Oh, heavenly days, they got Uncle Sycamore.
Why, they couldn't have. He had 8 kids after that.
There was sadness around the campfires that night. Sycamore McGee, the great scout and daring leader, was dying.
Oh, sure.
The bells in the ancient churchyard of the settlement were softly tolling.
Lousy sound effect. Sounds like our doorbell.
It was our doorbell.
Huh? It is? Oh, it's a... oh, hey, the radio is off again. The doorbell must have short-circuited. Or short-circuited. Oh, shucks.
Short-circuited.
That's what I said.
Oh, dear. Come in.
Hi, mister. Hi, Miss McGee.
Oh, it's you.
Sure. Hey, mister, can I please listen to Winna Finn with Uncle Win on your radio? Can I please, mister? Can I?
No, you can't, sis. I'm sorry.
Our radio's not working right now, little girl. And anyway, we're trying to hear a program ourselves.
Yeah, so run along, sis. Hey, where's the glue, Molly? Oh, never mind. I got some scotch tape. Go on, sis. Now, don't bother me. I got trouble.
Well, gee, mister, I gotta listen to Winna Finn with Uncle Wim on account of I sent him a dandy question, and if he uses it, he's gonna send me an encyclopedia, and if I get one, I'll let you ride on it.
Let me ride on what?
My encyclopedia when I get it.
Look, little girl, an encyclopedia is a book.
Yeah, you're thinking of a velocitude.
Velocipede, McGee.
Go on. Velocipede is a bug with 100 legs.
No, that's a centipede, I betcha.
Centipede my clavicle. Centipede means temperature. Fahrenheit and centipede.
Now, dearie, that's centigrade.
Well, then what's a velocitude?
Gee, I don't know, mister.
Well, what do you want to win something if you don't even know what it is? That's ridiculous. Now beat it, sis. We're trying to hear a program.
We're not bothering you, McGee. Go ahead and fix the radio. What was the question you sent in, little girl?
Well, it was a poodle, Miss McGee.
A what?
A poodle. You know, that's a riddle you can't get through your noodle.
Oh.
It was, why was Gone with the Wind so popular?
All right. Well, why was it? Tell us and scram.
Because Gone with the Wind was Southern, and Southern is a movie actress, and actresses make up, and you can't make up unless you're mad at somebody, and somebody's anybody, and that includes you, and you is a letter, and a letter needs a stamp, and a stamp is red, and so is the Red Cross, and the Red Cross has a lot of ladies, and the ladies are all knitting afghans, and boy, that's some yarn, and so was Gone with the Wind.
The Kingsmen sing Everybody, Every Payday.
Give a great big lusty cheer. Buy your victory rat traps here.
Give a dime
for a dollar. Make the axes holler and the rats will disappear.
Everybody, every payday. On the USA way, that's the job, it's up to you and me. Put your baker, banker, scholar, take a dime from every dollar. Everyone pitch in for victory. Everybody, every payday, every farmer, every heyday, send your dollars into Uncle Sam. 10%, that's the rent everyone can pay for a home in the USA. In this corner, Uncle Sam, 130 million strong. If we all pitch in to help him win, brother, we can't go wrong. Everybody, every payday, buy a bond the USA way. That's the job, it's up to you and me. Put your tailor, lawyer, whaler, riveter, baker, ten-foot maker, welder, teacher, doctor, scholar, take a dime from every dollar. Everyone pitch in for victory. Everybody, every payday, every farmer, every heyday, dig a little deeper, maybe you will find a sleeper in your sock for Uncle Sam. 10%, that's the rent everyone can pay.
don't get that radio fixed again pretty quick, McGee, it won't be any use. The program will be over.
I know. I'm working as fast as I can. Now, let me see. The peanut tube goes on the left of the static illuminator. Ah, here we are now.
Vaulting into the saddle, Sycamore McGee rode again.
I thought he was dying.
Well, Uncle Sycamore always was an easy bruise, but a quick heel.
As the thunder of his hoofs died away in the distance, a sinister bronze face, beady-eyed and cruel, peered through a thicket at the pioneer children playing poker for arrowheads among the wagons. Then, as a cloud obscured the sun, a faint sound was heard.
Those kids aren't playing poker, they're playing knock rummy.
That was a knock rummy on our door.
Huh?
And the radio's off again.
If this isn't the dog, why can't people leave us alone? That radio won't stay on.
No use trying to fix it now till whoever it is leaves, McGee. Come in.
Buenas noches, señora. Hello, mister.
Oh, it's Rosita. Hi.
Hello, Rosita. We haven't got much time to talk now, dearie. We're trying to catch a program. And I do mean catch. It bounces.
Oh, that is all right, Mrs. McGee. I just want to leave you two tickets to the fiesta, the, they celebrate tomorrow night at the Wishful Visa
Auditorium?
Oh, si, senor. Oh, you took the word right out of my mouth. But it's okay. I was through with it.
What's the celebration for, Rosita?
Tomorrow is Pan American Day, senora.
Oh.
It is to celebrate how North America is good neighbors with South America. And to tell everybody that if we stick together, nobody's going to get stuck.
Our company, Johnson Wax, does a lot of business with South America, sis. Most of their raw material comes from down there.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fine. I think if North Americans were knowing South Americans good, and South Americans are knowing North Americans good...
Yeah?
There will not be any North or South Americans.
No?
No. There will just be Americans.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? What part of South America are you from, dearie?
Who, me? Oh, I'm from Peoria. You know that.
I didn't mean you. I meant Rosita.
Oh, I started out to be a baby in Mexico. But I have traveled all over the countries in Latin America. And every place I go, I like it better than someplace else.
Well, that's great. And thanks for the tickets, Rosita. We'll go to the celebration. And you know what?
No, what?
Well, the way you've traveled around and all, it's nice to know we can look at you and see a real Pan-American.
Oh, muchas gracias, señor. And it is nice for me to look at you and see a real American Pan. Adios, amigo.
Riding into the purple
sunset. Listen, McGee, the door slam knocked the radio on again.
It was a tense moment as Sycamore McGee, the last of the great plainsmen, thundered into the Indian encampment. One lone white man against a horde of hostile savages.
Oh, boy, watch yourself, Sick.
Be quiet.
Then a piercing sound sliced through the stillness.
Radio, McGee.
Oh,
stops every time the doorbell rings or door slams or anybody touches the floor lamp or the wind blows from the east.
Well, it'd be all right if people would leave us alone. Give me another hairpin.
All right, here. Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Wimp. Excuse me while I work on this doggone radio.
Oh, I hope you get it fixed, Mr. McGee. There's a program on about your uncle, Sycamore McGee, and I came over to tell you...
Yes, we know, Mr. Wimple. We've been trying to listen to it. Were you listening to it yourself?
Oh, no, Mrs. McGee. I don't like to be near the radio at this time of the evening.
Huh.
The bedtime stories are always on, and Sweetie Face likes to curl up in my lap and listen to them.
Curl up in your lap? I thought she weighed about 180.
185, Mr. McGee. But she's still just a little girl at heart.
Oh, is she really?
Yes. You should see her take me by one hand and one foot and use me for a skipping rope.
Mr. Wimple, I think your wife is a pretty cruel woman.
Please, Mrs. McGee. You are speaking of the woman I...
love?
Well, that's a pretty strong term, Mr. McGee. Let's say that I admire her. And I really do. She has some wonderful qualities, she says.
You know, one of these days you're going to get fed up with all that mistreatment, Mr. Wimple, and I shudder to think what will happen then.
I got even with her yesterday, Mrs. McGee. I had about all I could stand. So when Sweetie Face was sitting out in the backyard, I sneaked in the house and got my big jackknife.
Oh.
Yes?
And I held it behind my back and tippy-toed out in the yard.
Yes.
And then I sat down close to Sweetie Face.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
And you know what I did? I beat her 4 games of Mumbly Pain.
Oh, dear, I'm glad you didn't...
Hey, be quiet. I got the radio going again. Listen.
And that concludes the saga of the winning of Wyoming.
Oh.
But as a special surprise for our listeners, we have in the studio with us the hero of these great exploits, that hardy old plainsman and Indian fighter himself, Sycamore McGee.
Heavenly days, McGee. They've got Uncle Sycamore himself down there.
Shh, quiet.
We're going to ask Uncle Sycamore, as we call him, to say a few words to the radio audience. Oh.
I think, Mr. McGee, if you move this floor lamp a little closer to the...
No, no!
Don't touch the floor lamp!
No!
One side, Molly. Out of my way, Wimp. I gotta hear this. I think I can fix it quick.
Well, I'm really awfully sorry, folks. I didn't realize...
That's all right, Mr. Wimple. You didn't realize what you...
Hey, be quiet. I got it. I got it.
Thank you, Uncle Sycamore McGee.
Your kitchen linoleum, you probably gave very serious consideration to its colors. As a matter of fact, those bright linoleum colors are important in making your kitchen a pleasant room to work in, and you do spend a good many hours there. So it pays to keep those colors fresh and bright, keep the linoleum from getting that faded out, gloomy look. Yes, the same Johnson self-polishing glow coat that protects your linoleum surfaces, makes them wear so much longer, also protects the colors, keeps them bright and new-looking for many years. And don't forget that one of the main advantages of Johnson's Glow Coat is that it needs no rubbing or buffing. Saves you many hours of work. That's why on the label it reads, Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat.
Ladies and gentlemen, this starts our 9th year on the air for Johnson's Wax. You've been swell, and everyone connected with this show wants to thank you again for your loyalty to us and our sponsors' products. Good night.
Good night, Al.
Indeed, celebrating their 9th year on the air with that broadcast. That was from the evening of April 13, 1943. Fibber McGee and Molly would continue as a highly rated half-hour once-a-week series for another decade. Then in the fall of 53, it was converted into a weekday 15-minute-at-a-time serialized format. In 1956, that too ended, and for their final couple of years on radio, Jim and Marion Jordan would be heard in short little Fibber and Molly vignettes on the NBC weekend news program, Monitor. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was A Ghost Story, as presented on the Mole Mystery Theater, right after this break.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved
$280. $270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Of course, it's not a new house, Mr. Olderon, but we'll do the place over for you any color you like.
They're certainly quaint-looking rooms, aren't they? Plenty of atmosphere here.
You writers will have your atmosphere. Are you sure you won't reconsider about taking the whole house, I mean? Mm. You never know who might rent the other floors, you know.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Barrett, you're not likely to have many people interested in living in this old relic.
Oh, it's not as bad as all that.
But I rather like the idea of being the only tenant in this venerable mansion.
Just as you like, Mr. Olderon.
Leave it to me, Mr. Barrett. I'll make my corner of it cozy enough. I was thoroughly pleased with my new quarters. There was an air of ancient charm about the place that appealed to my imagination. Then I discovered the handle in the window seat. That meant there was a box underneath. But the lid was stuck. I went to work on it with mallet and chisel. The paneling rang and vibrated. The whole house seemed to echo. Finally, I loosened the lid and tried it out. I drew out something soft and yielding, covered with dust. through some kind of a large bag, triangular in shape. It had wide flaps and buckles. I couldn't imagine what it had been used for. Soon lost interest in it, depositing it in a corner of the room. Then I set about removing a large nail from the bottom of the lid. I spent the rest of the afternoon putting my manuscripts into the box. In the evening, Elsie Bengo paid me a visit. Elsie worked on a newspaper, and she was always enthusiastic over my work, especially the new novel, Ronald.
Well, Elsie, what do you think of the place?
Oh, I don't know, Paul. I like the last place. In spite of the black ceiling and no water tap. How's Romley coming?
Not very well.
Are you stuck?
Yep. Can't seem to get on with it.
Paul, would you like to read me some of it?
You don't understand, Elsie. I haven't done any more on it. Not a line.
Paul, you're joking.
I'm perfectly serious. I'm even considering scrapping the whole 15 chapters and starting over. Making Romilly a different type of woman.
You mean you're really going to scrap those 15 chapters?
You seem more concerned about it than I am.
Well, maybe I am. You've got what you've been working for almost within your reach. A novel that'll make you famous.
You do have a lot of confidence in Romilly, don't you?
And now you just want to scrap the whole thing. Paul, it's unforgivable.
What's the difference, Elsie? The important thing is I'm happier here than I've been for a long time.
Paul, I didn't mean to let you. It's just that... But I feel so close to Romilly. Paul, what's this thing in the corner here?
Suppose you tell me.
Why, it's a harp cover.
What?
It's a harp cover. It's been used to wrap up a harp before putting it into its case.
Oh, it must be a very old one. Oh, thanks for solving my mystery.
Paul?
Hmm?
Paul, who lives in the rest of this house?
Nobody. I'm the only tenant.
Paul?
Yes?
May I tell you frankly what I feel about this place?
By all means.
You'll never work here.
Why on earth not?
I don't know why. But you'll never finish Romilly here.
That night, I sat by my fire, pondering over Elsie's prophecy. I looked around the room. It filled me with a sense of calm I'd never known before. The more I thought about Elsie Bengo, the more I became convinced I would have to destroy those 15 chapters. Unwittingly, I'd put too much of Elsie into my character of Romilly. And those qualities I disliked in Elsie Bengo, I found objectionable in Romilly. Then I became aware of the dripping water tap in the kitchen. Had a tinkling range of three notes on which it seemed to play a tune. In my mind's eye, I could see the gathering of each drop, its little tremble on the lip of the tap, and the tiny musical sound of its fall. I found myself waiting to hear each drop over and over again. Come in.
Good morning, Miss Oberon. Have a good night's sleep.
Oh, the best, Miss Grayson, the best. You sure I'm not putting you out any, asking you to come over every morning and get my breakfast?
I don't mind it a bit. What's a caretaker's wife for if not to take care of things?
Bom, bom, bom.
Dear me, but that's a very old tune, Miss Oberon. I haven't heard it in 4 years.
Hmm? What tune?
Oh, the one you was humming. It's called the Beckoning Fair One.
Sing it for me.
Dear me, I haven't got any voice, but if you want, it went something like this.
Very, very pretty.
They do say it was sung to a harp. The tune must be at least 100 years old.
And I was humming it?
Indeed you were.
Huh. It is odd. I thought I heard that tune last night, dripping from the kitchen faucet. Oh, silly idea. A faucet singing. As time passed, I became more and more attached to my apartment. But Elsie Bengo did not share my enthusiasm.
It just doesn't belong to today at all, Paul. No, this is a dead house. Everything in it reeks of decay.
That's all in the point of view, isn't it, Elsie?
Is Romilly coming any better?
I think she is. I'm laying the foundations of her new character. I'll begin the actual writing soon.
You mean you discarded the old Romilly?
Yes.
Oh, where's the manuscript?
In the window box. What do you want it for?
I want to read you something. Bring you back to your senses. Maybe you hear someone else read. Oh!
What's the matter, Elsie?
Nothing. I just cut my finger. You ought to take that nail out of the lid, Paul.
But I thought I did. Oh, here, let me bandage it.
Please don't worry about it, Paul. It's when you'll scratch. Look, would you walk me down to the bus? It'll do you good to get out for a breath of fresh air.
I can't, Elsie. I really must get down to work.
No. No, that isn't why you won't go out. Oh, Paul, move out of here. Everything's wrong with this place.
Now, Elsie, please. Here, let me see you to the door.
My foot through.
Oh, you poor girl.
It's so fun.
Elsie. Elsie, yeah.
There's this nail and now this step. Oh, Lord, it's so funny.
Elsie, let me help you.
No. No, don't let me go.
Elsie.
Please, please let me go away. I'm not wanted here.
Alone that night before my fireplace, I found myself considering Elsie's two accidents. I thought I'd removed that nail from the lid of the window box. But then I couldn't be too certain I hadn't left a bit of it still in the wood. And the staircase was an old one. Though it seemed strong enough to me, the step might have collapsed under anybody. Poor Elsie simply happened to be the victim. My imagination was beginning to play tricks with me. I actually fancied I heard my name in the sound of the dripping water tap. I laughed at myself. That's what came of too much thinking. Suddenly, I stopped laughing. I heard a rustling sound. It seemed to be coming from the center of the room. For a moment, I couldn't identify it. It was a long, sweeping sound. A faint cracking in it. What is it? What's there?
Who's there?
That sound. It's a woman combing her hair. I've got to get out of here.
I fled the house and walked for hours in the cold, clear night. Gradually, my fear left me. I began to laugh at myself. Why, of course I hadn't removed that nail. Of course the wood in that step had been rotted through. As for the invisible woman brushing her hair, I'd been dreaming too much, that was all. It was morning by the time I got back to the house. I hadn't been to bed at all. I was tired. I found Mrs. Grayson, the caretaker's wife, waiting for me in my room.
I took the liberty of coming in, Mr. Oran, seeing as the door was open and you weren't home.
I've been out for a walk. You needn't bother about breakfast this morning, Mrs. Grayson. I'm not hungry.
From now on, Mr. Oran, you'll have to make other arrangements for getting your breakfast.
What?
I won't be setting foot inside your door again.
Well, why? What's the matter?
I'm a respectable woman, and I'll not be serving a man who makes a habit of entertaining ladies in his room.
Ladies?
I'll make your bed for you this last time.
Make up my bed? That's a good one. I I haven't been to bed yet. I haven't been here all night.
No. Well, somebody spent the night here, Mr. Oleron, because your bed's been slept in.
We've got more clues to uncover in the Mole Mystery Theater. Join us when we come back after this.
Saddle up, listeners, and ride to Dodge City, Kansas, with one of radio's legendary lawmen.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
William Conrad stars in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands, as a man who doesn't revel in violence, but who uses it because he lives in a violent place at a violent time, where only the violent can survive.
Matt.
Yeah, Kitty?
Nothing. I'm scared, but I can't ask you not to go. I guess I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah, Kitty, I think you would.
Townspeople, ranchers, gunfighters, and lost souls are drawn to Dodge for encounters with Dillon. Some walk away, some don't.
All right, you men in there. And the marshal out of Dodge City. Now, we're looking right down your throat. You'll never make it shooting it out with us. Now, you throw your guns out and come on out and you won't get hurt.
You can't get us.
Well, that's up to you.
Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands brings you 30 stories of thrilling Western adventure. For a limited time, this set is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Order yours at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to pay just $19.99 with offer code WESTERN7.
You ain't taking us!
Get Gunsmoke Bloody Hands for only $19.99 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code WESTERN7 to save 50%.
You just had to try it, didn't you?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
The worst part about having a team is having to fire an employee. When is the right time to do it? Well, first of all, if they steal, lie, or do something else that violates their character, you gotta pull the band-aid off and get them out of here. The second part's a little bit more nuanced, a performance-related issue. If they're performing poorly, have a meeting with them and explain the issue and set the standard and ask them to comply. If they're still not performing, write them up and give them a target. If you don't do X by Y, you're gone. If they're still not performing, they've chosen not to work here. Make the switch. Give your team members opportunities to correct their behavior, but do not tolerate lying, stealing, or other character issues.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
And now back to Bernard Linrow and the Mole Mystery Theater on When Radio Was.
And Act Two of The Beckoning Fair One.
Paul Oleron Reiter had not been in his new living quarters long before strange things began to happen. Nails put themselves back into the wood. A leaking water tap played an old tune. And an invisible woman appalled Oleron's soul by combing her hair. He has just returned to his rooms after spending the night walking the streets and contemplating the beckoning fair one.
I looked at the rumpled bed. The sheets bore a distinct impression as if somebody had lain on them. I knew that I hadn't been near the bed since Mrs. Grayson had made it the day before. I was face to face with it now. Something inhabited my room. But what? I was seized with a desire to know the thing, find out what it was. I lay down on the bed and tried to figure it out. It was becoming clear to me now that the key lay in my half-written novel, Romilly. Or rather, in both Romillys, the old one and the proposed new one. Looking back over it, I realized there was almost passionate hatred in the way the new Romilly had supplanted the old. And somehow, all this was related to Elsie Bengo. One thing was certain. Elsie must not come inside this house again. That afternoon, I saw her coming up the walk. I hurried to meet her outside.
I'm sorry, Elsie. I'm just going out. I've got an appointment downtown. You want to walk along with me?
Paul, you haven't any appointments. You just don't want me in the house. Well, I only wanted to tell you that everything's over between us.
Oh, Elsie.
Let me finish, Paul. Something strange is happening to you.
Oh, please, Elsie.
But if you ever need me, Paul, somehow I'll know it. And then I'll come.
Sorry to bother you so late, Mr. Barrett. There's something I've got to ask you.
Oh, glad to be of help if I can.
Yes, as renting agent for the house, you'd know something about the previous tenant, wouldn't you?
Yes. The last tenant in your rooms was an artist by the name of Madley. He seldom went out of the place. As a matter of fact, Madley died there under rather peculiar circumstances.
Yes?
It was discovered at the post-mortem that there wasn't a particle of food in his stomach.
Starved to death?
Starved to death, all right. Only it wasn't because he didn't have any money. You see, they found a bank book in his room proving he had $10,000 in a New York bank.
Suicide, then?
By starvation? It's rather an uncommon form of suicide, isn't it?
Then why? Why?
I don't know, Mr. O'Ron. Nobody ever found out.
I returned to the house. That there was a strange presence there, I was convinced. And now that I'd rid myself of Elsie, Bengo had been the old inspiration for the character Romilly in my novel. I hoped to meet the beckoning fair one. She who was becoming the new inspiration. Once inside, I had to be calm. Convince her that I didn't care whether she appeared or not. I lit a candle in the bedroom, drew down the blind, took off my coat, and stooped to get my slippers from under the bed.
Straightened up. Reflected in the mirror, I saw a gleam of light in the center of the room. Moved up and down through the air. It was the reflection of a candle on my comb. And each of its downward movements was accompanied by a silky, crackling rustle. I went into the living room and returned with the manuscript of the old Romilly. The combing stopped immediately.
I was no longer aware of the fair one's presence.
Huh. As I thought, she's just jealous. Jealous.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back to wrap up this mystery right after this.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Marty Blazer and Maria Gloria Dominguez, fellow from Rutgers University.
I wrote a book called Missing Microbes, which talks about this idea that we've lost our ancestral microbes. And the problem there is not just that we've lost it, but we think that that's what's fueling the diseases that are really bothering us. But Gloria has a solution.
What we see is that with urbanization, with a lot of antimicrobials and medicine and processed food and C-section and antibiotics, that there is an associated loss in diversity.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
brought to you by ASUS.
Yesterday, we told you about Makers Making Change, a charity dedicated to coming up with innovative tech solutions for people with physical disabilities. And they make their tech solutions open source, meaning they're available to anyone for free. Chad Lehman from Makers Making Change gives us an example.
A simple solution that we have is our key turner. A lot of our things use 3D printing. So this is just a way to hold a key. Our boss is a quadriplegic, so he has a tough time sort of pinching his thumb to his finger, but he can get his hand in this grip, no problem. You know, start his car, open the washroom door, etc.
Or how about a listening device?
So if someone's a quadriplegic, you can build our listening device. I have a 3D printed enclosure, and we've built thousands of those devices across Canada and the United States to help people with smartphones, computers, even video game systems.
Find out more at makersmakingchange.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're the kind of person that likes to drive a lot, and your car is a little older and out of the normal warranty, keep listening. What's going on underneath the hood of your car? If your car is out of warranty, you're at risk of expensive repair bills. Now, for a couple of dollars a day, you can get an extended protection plan for your car. You love your car, so why not give it a little extra care and make sure, if something goes wrong, your bank account is safe? Literally, for a couple of dollars a day, you can give yourself peace of mind that you've purchased a top-tier vehicle repair coverage plan. Call the Auto Protection Network right now and ask how you could save an additional $500 on your policy.
800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. That's 800-876-7047.
And now the conclusion of The Beckoning Fair One on When Radio Was.
Night after night passed, and still I did not see her. My life became one passionate and consuming desire to see the new Romilly, the new heroine of my novel, who had fastened herself on my brain in the guise of the Beckoning Fair One.
Sir, what can I do for you?
I want a bouquet of roses.
Yes, sir. Got some duties today. Duties for a beautiful lady, huh? Here's a nice bouquet.
That one will do.
Nothing like roses to win the heart of the fair one, eh?
What'd you say?
I was just making conversation.
You said something about the fair one.
Oh, just a manner of speaking, sir. I didn't mean any offense.
Oh, no, of course not. I'm sorry. I'll take those flowers now, and I want you to deliver a bouquet of these to my house every morning for the next 2 weeks. I'd made the arrangements with the florist so I wouldn't have to leave the house at all. I hoped the flowers would unbend her coy, stubborn will. They did no good. I lost track of the days. I walked through my rooms with slippered feet now, treading softly, afraid of frightening her away. Kept the windows shut and the crimson blinds down. In this enticing, flower-laden place, I waited for the beckoning fair one. I searched my mind for some reason why she held herself back from me. Suddenly it came to me. The manuscript of the old Romilly, those 15 chapters. I was a fool to think that the new Romilly would show herself to me as long as there existed evidence of my former attachment. I took the manuscript from the window box and was about to throw it into the fire. No! Who's there?
It's Elsie.
Oh, go away. I can't see you now.
Please let me in, Paul.
No.
Paul, you're in trouble. I know you are.
I'm all right. Go away.
Paul, I only want to help. I promised I'd come if you needed me. Paul, please answer me. Paul.
I didn't answer her.
Paul.
She was a fool, coming in where she was not wanted. Why didn't she leave me alone? Her voice only irritated me. Soon her calling stopped. I heard her footsteps going down the stairs. I destroyed the manuscript of my old novel, Romilly, page by page. Then I lay down to wait again. How long, how many days, I don't know. I was beyond the world of calendars and clocks. Gradually, the strength drained from my body. I gazed vacantly at the star-patterned ceiling. Sometimes I had a fleeting recollection of a novel to be written. It was like something far off. Sometimes I thought about Madly, the previous tenant who had lived here before me, and I wondered whether she had played her coy game with him.
Paul.
Elsie, how'd you get in here?
Paul, listen to me. You're not well, darling. Let me take care of you. I said I'd come when you needed me, Paul.
Wait. She called my name. She's here at last.
Paul, what is it? I don't hear anything.
Elsie, get out quickly.
No, I won't leave, Paul.
You must hear.
Now, up here on the second floor, you've got four big rooms. Plenty of light and air.
Certainly a quaint-looking place. Say, isn't this the part of the house where that writer lived, the one being executed tonight?
Yes, this is it.
What was the name of that girl he murdered?
Elsie Bengo. Of course, it's not a new house, but we'll be glad to do the place over for you. The water tap leaks slightly, but it won't bother you.
So we have heard how the strange voice of an unseen woman drove Paul Oleron to commit a murder.
The original music for the Mole Mystery Theater is composed and conducted by Jack Miller. The Beckoning Fair One was written by Oliver Onions and adapted for radio by Eric Arthur. Until next Tuesday, this is Dan Seymour saying good night and good shaving with the brushless shaving cream that puts face protection first. Mole.
From the evening of June 5th, 1945, as I shared with you before the broadcast, The Beckoning Fair One is often considered English author Oliver Onions' best work. In addition to being adapted for radio, it was also retooled at least one time for television. Featured on the late 1960s British anthology program, Journey into the Unknown. I'm Greg Bell, and my question is not about Onions, but rather the fellow who adapted his story for radio. Around the same time he was writing for the Mole Mystery Theater, Eric Arthur was also penning scripts for a famous and long-running Mutual series starring Brett Morrison. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with Paul, Paul, dip-da-dip.
Ride the wave with MusicRewind.com and Classic Surf, a 3-CD set of 60 smash hits from surf pioneers such as Link Ray, The Ventures, The Beach Boys, Dwayne Eddy, Jan and Dean, Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Classic Surf today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to transport yourself to a sun-drenched beach. Just enter or mention promo code SURF77 to pay the incredibly low price of $19.98. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Order Classic Surf now and ride the pipeline with the Shantays. Or do the surfer's stomp with the Tufts and K-Bell. Just go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and use promo code SURF77 to save on shipping. Or go to musicrewind.com to catch that summer breeze and buy Classic Surf today. Remember, promo code SURF77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Marty Blazer and Maria Gloria Dominguez, fellow from Rutgers University.
I wrote a book called Missing Microbes, which talks about this idea that we've lost our ancestral microbes. And the problem there is not just that we've lost it, but we think that that's what's fueling the diseases that are really bothering us these days. So this is where our work has been going, but Gloria has a solution.
What we see is that with urbanization, with a lot of antimicrobials and medicine and processed foods and C-sections and antibiotics, that there is an associated loss in diversity.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about script adapter Eric Arthur. Around the same time, he was working for the Mole Mystery Theater on NBC. He was also writing for the long-running Mutual series, The Shadow. At the time, Brett Morrison was playing the lead. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. But I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.